No, it's not good night, it's good morning, and hello out there in Radio Land. This is Chuck Shaden with you on a Thursday morning in April. It's the 19th of the month, and we have lots of good sounds for you at 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. In the closet this morning, Bing Crosby, Marilyn Maxwell, Sonny Tufts, Bill Goodwin, Alan Reed, Jim Backus, Ray Bolger, Jeff Chandler as Mike Shane, and some guy named Mitchell.
If you're in Minnesota, I'll be there too. You'll have a million chances to start anew, because my love is endless for you. My was what we had. We have to learn to live with the good and bad. Together we were happy, apart we're sad. This loneliness is driving me mad.
That's Guy Mitchell, and My Heart Cries for You. A dandy from the 50s, and it's 7-11. That's the good luck hour this morning, and you'll be lucky if you have a copy of Great Moments in Cubs Baseball. For about a week now, we've been telling you about this great record album. It's a long play album of 40 years of Cubs baseball sports sound. It's a great collector's item. It's the only long-playing album like it anywhere around. It's a terrific gift. Not a recreation, but you'll hear actual voices of Cubs broadcasters, from Quinn Ryan to Burt Wilson to Bob Elson to Jack Brickhouse. Cubs broadcasters describing Gabby Hartnett's homer in the dark and Ernie Banks' 500th homer. World Series highlights, and much more, too. Best of all, for WLTD nostalgia fans, you can enjoy this Great Moments in Cubs baseball album for only $3.98. And if you act now, we'll also include a copy of Hey, Hey, Holy Mackerel, Chicago Cubs song. This Cubs album and record combination, a $6.25 value, is yours for only $3.98. Why don't you order it today? Send $3.98 to Baseball Records, WLTD, Evanston, 60202. You get that Great Moments in Cubs Baseball LP, long-playing album, plus Hey, Hey, Holy Mackerel, a dandy little 45er for you. Send $3.98 to Baseball Records, WLTD, Evanston, 60202. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, Chuck Shaden with you this morning, every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7 until 10 in our hall closet. Weatherman says mostly cloudy and humid today, with a chance of showers high in the lower 70s. Tonight, variable cloudiness, mild and humid, showers and thunderstorms likely late this evening, low in the upper 50s. Friday, well, variable cloudiness, rather warm and humid, showers and thunderstorms likely, high in the middle 70s. Oh, the humidity is starting to make us react now a little bit. It's 93% right now, that's the humidity. The wind is out of the southeast at 11 miles an hour. It's 52 degrees along the lake shore, 57 officially at Midway, and 60 at O'Hare. Well, it's a good time for us now at 13 minutes after 7 to zip back to 1944. You know, with just a flick of the wrist, we zip to all kinds of years gone by. We're going back to summer of 44. Mm-hmm. July 20th of 1944. The program is a Kraft Music Hall. Bing Crosby's the star.
Life and Life.
The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and Bing's guest for this evening, Paramount's big new star, Mr. Sonny Tufts. And here's Bing Crosby.
Now follow me, Jojo, a chief from the big snow, loved a maiden named Moonglow. And what do you know? He said, honey, I'll catch you, take you down to Wenatchee with a bundle of scratchies, buy you a wedding bow. He promised jive and lie to pitch a wigwam there. She does, but she preferred a square from Delaware. So now there's no moon glow in the land of the big snow, just a guy that's gone loco, Puss McQuallamy Joe.
Snoqualmie Joe, Joe,
Snoqualmie Joe,
a chief from the big snow,
doot doot, loved the maiden named Moonglow. And what do you know?
He said, honey, I'll catch you.
He said he gonna catch
you. Take you down to Wenatchee,
doot doot, with a bundle of scratchy, buy you a wedding bow.
He told her jive and lie, that she was sharp and cute. She dug, but she preferred an old beat-up pile. So now there's no moon glow in the land of the big snow, just a guy that's gone loco, Puss Snoqualmie Joe.
Snoqualmie Joe, Joe,
a chief from the big snow,
a chief from the big snow,
the maiden named Moonglow,
a chief from the big snow.
Now the guy has gone loco,
the moon and the glow
got Snoqualmie Joe.
This year's the old Kraft Music Hall, friends, en route to world battle stations, where many a war-weary man hasn't much to look forward to but mail call. A letter from home about home. Writing these letters is part of our job. Get on it. Write every man you know who's in the service. Write often, write regularly, and use V-mail because that's the fastest, surest way to reach him. I know you've been doing plenty of writing, Marilyn.
Gee, yes, Bing. I've sent many a line overseas.
You still have some good ones left, too, may I
say? Say, speaking of mail, Bing, I just got a letter from Bob Hope.
Well, how is old Funnel Flu?
Well, he signs himself, as always.
No improvement, I guess.
You know, I think it's wonderful for Hope to go where he goes.
That boy will go anywhere to get free mailing privileges.
But I still can't understand why Hope picked Yuki to write to.
Well, you see, I'm the Kraft Music Hall special representative and sales agent for his book, I Never Left Home.
You are?
Anyone want to buy a copy?
Oh, brother, is anybody anywhere buying it?
Oh, no, funny thing, Ken, but that trivial tract on the travels of that toothpaste troubadour is finding a market.
Really?
Gets a few old suckers someplace. I got the dope directly from the publishers. Simon, Suspender, and Schuster.
Simon, Suspender, and Schuster? What's Suspender doing in there?
He's holding up Schuster's bag.
You know, would you believe it that before he went into the Army, I sold Mickey Rooney 15 copies of I Never Left Home?
What would Rooney want with 15 copies?
Stands on him to shave.
It's the best way to top a Hope joke, too.
Say, has anybody got any messages to send to Hope when I write to him?
Yes, Yuki, you may tell him that he's not the only literary light in the show business. I, too, have received considerable acclaim from the literary critics.
You really have?
Yes, I have. You know that book, they made a picture out of it, My Friend Flicker?
Yes.
Flicker's running for me now. Worked a half in 48 the other day. Pulled up in that.
I'll tell him that. 13. Anything else?
Yes, tell him that we found his scrapbook.
Where'd you find her?
It was under his pillow.
Oh, I'll tell him that there. Any other news?
See, I don't think of anything else right now. Oh, tell him I think that you're the swellest little guy in the world. I want to see you get places. Tell him that.
Really? Should I say that?
Yes, you'd be doing me a favor, Yuki. Now, if you want to do me another big favor when you get the letter written...
Yeah?
Deliver it in person, huh?
Wish me luck.
Oh, huh? Wish me luck. I'm trying a new song right in through here. I don't know it too good. I need to...
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You loved me once in April. Your lips were warm, and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow. For I'll remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget that I won't be lonely. I'll remember April and I'll smile. Such a little while, I won't forget that I won't be lonely. I'll remember April and I'll smile. Just
a moment, the charioteers are going to come out with Red River Valley. At the moment, another one of our friends comes out.
You victory gardeners are now reaping tasty rewards for your spring labors. So remember the way to do full justice to those fresh greens when you make your nutritious salads. Serve them with lots of Miracle Whip. For Miracle Whip is the famous salad dressing millions prefer. It has a flavor all its own, a lively, just right flavor that comes from an exclusive Kraft recipe. Miracle Whip combines the qualities of zesty boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise, and it's extra creamy smooth due to a special patented beater. Get some Miracle Whip salad dressing tomorrow. Serve it every time you serve salads, and do that every day, for salads are important to everyone's well-being, from grandma down to the youngsters. So serve salads often with lots of delicious Miracle Whip, America's favorite salad dressing.
We'll get back to Bing Crosby on the Kraft Music Hall from 1944 in just a moment. It's 22 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, April 19th. This is Chuck Shaden. We're in the Hall Closet, and we're here every day, Monday through Friday, from 7 until 10, with lots of good sounds for you.
Hold it. If you're planning to hire a contractor to dig a trench or sewer for you, or if you are a contractor, please call the Illinois Bell Repair Service before you dig. One crunch of a shovel into a buried cable might knock thousands of phones out of business and cut people off from phone help in emergencies. So let our experts show you where the buried cable lies. Call Illinois Bell's Repair Service before you dig. Dig?
Well, mostly cloudy and humid today. Chance of showers, high in the lower 70s. Tonight, it's going to get down into the upper 50s. It's 52 degrees right now at the lakefront, 60 at O'Hare. Officially, it's 57 at Midway. And maybe things will get all together for Sunday for the Easter parade. And Easter dinner Sunday will be an important part of the lives of a lot of people, especially if you have some nice wine on the table. And if you do have some wine on your Easter table, maybe you should have it from Paterno Foremost Liquors over at 5303 Milwaukee Avenue at Central. That's just north of Foster, and that's the place where fine wines have been a part of family tradition for three generations. Before this weekend, for sure, you should visit their bigger and better wine cellar over at the new Paterno Foremost store. There's over 21,000 square feet of store space there for you to check the finest beverages for the lowest prices in all Chicagoland. And the Paterno Foremost Wine Cellar has the most amazing collection of wines from around the world. You can choose from hundreds of different wines from every corner of the globe. And you can chat with any member of the Paterno family, because there's someone always there to help you select just the right wine for that special occasion. Or the perfect wine to make an ordinary event a special event. You might remember to mention this program. You get a big 10% savings on any and all purchases from the Paterno Foremost Wine Cellar. So if you're having Easter dinner and you're serving some wine with that dinner, get it from Paterno Foremost. If you're going out for Easter dinner, bring your host or hostess a bottle of wine. A perfect compliment and a perfect way to say thank you and happy Easter. Paterno Foremost Liquors, 5303 Milwaukee Avenue at Central, just north of Foster. They're open daily from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Sunday from noon until 8. Paterno Foremost Liquors. Chuck Shaden with you in the Hall Closet, 25 minutes after 7. Back to Bing and the Kraft Music Hall.
I should never have taken to roaming. I should never have left all my friends. Cause I dream of the Red River Valley and the home where the Red River bends.
From this valley they say you are going. I will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. And they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened my path for a while.
Just consider a while ere you leave me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. And remember the Red River Valley and the girl who has loved you so true.
Oh, her hair was all yellow and flowing, like the gold of a bright western sky. And her eyes was the blue of the mountain, and she cried when we whispered goodbye.
Well, just consider a while ere you leave me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. And remember the Red River Valley and the girl who has loved you so true. But I'm so tired, awful, awful tired of roaming.
I hear you talking.
Yes, and someday when I've sung every song Babadook play,
I'll return one day.
Coincident with the release of Paramount's picture So Proudly We Hail was the birth of a new and vivid screen personality, Mr. Sonny Tufts. Ever eager to capitalize on a long lead, Paramount lost no time in again teaming Sonny with Paulette Goddard.
Well, this big pine-top boy's head.
The result, I Love a Soldier, hit the top houses this week, I'm told. You'd think that after all this, Mr. Tufts would be allowed a bit of a breather. But no, he's been rushed in to bolster up a little thing that they got me working on here called Here Come the Waves. And you ought to get a gander at us in our Navy GIs. It's too bad you changed your dungarees before you come over, Sonny.
It's too bad you didn't, Bing.
Mm-hmm. So
Say, which one of you gets the girl?
Well, you see, the girl's Betty Hutton.
Oh, which one of you gets away?
I see what you mean. Well, either way, you know, that's something I've been worried about. I've been wondering just what kind of reception a sailor gets when he calls on his girlfriend's stern father to ask his daughter's hand in marriage.
Oh, that's easy to find out, Sonny. All I have to do is set a scene.
Gee, isn't radio wonderful?
Mm-hmm. Now, in this scene, Bing Crosby is the father of a girl.
Radio is wonderful.
While Mr. Sonny Tufts is a sailor coming home with his girl to broach the subject of matrimony to her father. As they come walking up the path, they're very happy. He's singing...
Sailing, sailing over the bounding foam. My stomach's going up and down. I should have left it home. Oh.
Please, please, dear. I don't think Father will like that song.
Oh, a landlubber?
No, a music lubber. Go on, dear. Go on in and ask him.
Okay. I'm Sonny.
I'm Gloomy.
That's a great joke. That's a great joke, sir. A silly
Not that funny. How much do you want to bite me for?
No, sir, I don't want to borrow any money. I just want to marry your daughter, sir.
Then you better borrow something. You wish to take away my pride, my joy, my little old girl child, eh? What makes you think you love her?
Well, sir, the moment your daughter and I met, well, I looked at her and she looked at me and, well, she had happened.
What?
She slapped my face.
Just like her mother.
Well, that's what I like about your daughter, sir. She's the kind of a girl I'd like to bring home to Father.
You really mean that, son?
Yes, sir. And it would take something like her to bring Father home.
Obviously a man of discerning taste. But let's be friends, my boy. Now, you don't have to be so formal with me. There's no need to keep calling me sir.
Navy custom, sir.
Yes, habit is strong, isn't it? But relax, son. Relax. You don't have to stand there at attention.
Navy discipline, sir.
Come, 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 my boy. Why don't you sit down?
Navy pants, sir.
Navy, Navy. I don't know about you marrying my little flower, though. I've heard reports about you sailors. Girl in every port. Girls following you all around. Nothing but girls, girls, girls. Any truth in this?
What if there is?
Where is the nearest recruiting officer?
Please, sir, you see, I really am in love with your daughter. Why, I've even got her name tattooed in my arm.
Let me see, son. Oh, yeah. Mabel, Nona, Audrey, Sandra, Jane, Betty, Mildred, Gloria. I'm sorry, you've got the wrong idea.
You got the wrong arm.
Yes, I guess boys will be boys. Of course, there's a little minor item that I'd like to bring up, Just how are you fixed financially?
Well, I had a little nest egg.
You had? What happened to it?
Well, I took your daughter out and she hatched it.
In that case, I must remind you, son, that you're both very young, and I suggest you wait a long time, a long time. I'd like to know a lot more about you before I consent to my daughter's marriage. A lot more. Then I shall set the date.
Well, my father's a millionaire.
How's Sunday at 4:00?
Don't you want to hear more about me?
Oh, no, characters, my boy. Characters written all over your face. But remember, after you're married, things won't always be so rosy. You'll have hard times, troubles, disappointments. I may even say big disappointments.
Hey, Pa.
My biggest, just as you.
Hey, look, you, all of Marilyn's boyfriends take me out to dinner. So could I go back to the ship with you to eat? I'd like to see a Navy mess.
Sure, come on along. They'd like to see a civilian mess.
Thanks, now, but if you two want to be alone, I might go away for, say, about $2.85.
Why so much?
Well, the price includes the old man, too. He goes.
You know, I admire a kid like you, and I'd like to do something for you. As a matter of fact, I know just what I'd like to do, but I guess I'd better not.
Why?
Go to jail.
Oh, here you are, Sonny, with Father. Now, you run along, Stinky, or I'll get Brother John to throw you out.
Hi, all, Sailor. I'm Marilyn's biggest brother.
Biggest anything.
Well, my boy, now that you've met our little family, how do you like us?
Well, must I answer?
Each in his own way contributes something to our happiness.
I spread joy.
I spread cheer.
I just spreads.
My family, my little family, my little brood means a lot to me. I'll never forget when this little old daughter of mine came along. A happy bundle from above.
A happy bundle.
Then I came along.
A sad sack.
company.
You know, I'll bet your daughter was cute as a little girl. I mean, freckle face.
Yes.
Pigtails.
Yes.
Bobby socks.
Watch your language. My boy, I've been living with my children here nigh unto 20 years. Been both father and mother to them. Seen them through happiness and sadness. Watched them grow from childhood to manhood. And now you come along and you want to marry my little daughter. My only girl child. If I consent, will you do me a favor?
What, sir?
Take me away from all this.
I will if you let me call you Pappy.
Climb upon my knees, sonny boy.
If I deal, your knees will deplore.
Sonny, I can hold you.
I'm afraid I'll fold you.
Please don't bring me down, sonny boy. My knees are strong, boy.
Well, I'm afraid you're wrong, boy.
They'll hold you up, sonny boy.
Your two kneecaps, sir, surely will collapse, sir. I'll fracture you,
sonny boy. You're not so heavy.
Say, do you know my weight?
Tell me how heavy.
Stripped, I'm too white. So maybe we'd best rehearse it.
For safety's sake, reverse it. I'll climb upon your knee,
sonny boy.
All right, Bing Crosby and Sonny Tufts, and that's on the Kraft Music Hall. We've got a little more of that coming your way on our WLTD Hall Closet. We'll be back after we take a break for the news. This is Chuck Shaden. Don't touch that dial.
WLTD Evanston, good morning. I'm Bob Abello with the news headlines. A Pentagon spokesman says the U.S. has suspended mine-removing operations in North Vietnamese territorial waters due to the communist violations of the Paris Peace Agreement. The New York Times says Attorney General Richard Kleindienst has disqualified himself from further participation in the Watergate probe, so he won't have to prosecute former colleagues. Former Governor Otto Kerner returns to federal court in Chicago today for arguments on two motions by his attorneys and possibly sentencing on his bribery conviction. Kerner has been convicted of bribery in a racetrack stock scandal. He faces a maximum sentence of 83 years in prison and $93,000 in fines. But his attorneys will argue motions today seeking a direct verdict of acquittal and a new trial for Kerner, the first U.S. appeals court judge ever convicted while on the bench. Special U.S. District Court Judge Robert Taylor of Knoxville, Tennessee, first must rule on the motions. If either is granted, there will be no sentencing. But if Taylor denies both defense motions, he will pass sentence on Kerner, and U.S. Attorney James Thompson says he'll seek a jail term for the former governor. One Stateville penitentiary inmate is dead, and two others are wounded this morning in the aftermath of a fight in the prison kitchen yesterday. Warden John Tomey said the 32-year-old Tyrone Harris was taken into custody by guards during the fight, in which 29-year-old Irving Daniels was killed. Authorities say Harris stabbed Daniels and suffered a facial cut and dislocated shoulder in the fight. Another inmate, 25-year-old Richard Walton, suffered stab wounds of the head and the shoulders. Chicago Blackhawks are in New York today, where they await tonight's fourth game of their Stanley Cup semifinal series with the New York Rangers. For the second straight day yesterday, the Chicago Cubs nicked the New York Mets by a score of 1-0, and in a scene Chicago White Sox fans hope will be repeated many, many times this summer, Dick Allen and Bill Melton homered back-to-back yesterday to give the Sox a 6-5 win over the Texas Rangers. Those are the headlines. WLTD weather is next. We've been preparing for weeks and have absolutely broken every poke price to new lows for our fantastic warehouse sale, now going on at 8300 West North Avenue in Melrose Park. Famous brands like Fisher and Sansui Components, Panasonic and Home, Auto Tape Decks, Zenith, Motorola, and RCA Stereo Consoles and Portables.
Motorola, Admiral, RCA, TVs and stereo tapes and albums. Polk Brother Warehouse sale priced right now. A General Electric portable phono, $22.95. Top quality stereo headphones, $2.69. Transistor radios, $2.69. General Electric color TVs, $178. 8-track player decks, $23.95. And a special selection of stereo 8-track tapes, $1.69, stereo cassettes, $1.99, and LP albums, just $1.94. These and thousand more values at Polk's Warehouse Sale, 8300 West North Avenue, where there's the home of inflation stoppers, opened every evening, even Saturdays and Sundays until 10. It'll be mostly cloudy and humid today with a chance of showers, and the highs are expected to be in the lower 70s. Later on this evening, it'll be dipping down to the upper 50s, and Friday, showers continuing, humid, and the highs will be up in the middle 70s. Winds out of the southeast, 10 to 18 this afternoon. That chance of rain this afternoon, 40%. On Friday, 70%. Along the lakefront, 52 degrees. O'Hare, 60. Midway, officially 57. With a humidity standing at 93%. This has been WLTD News and Weather.
Faded photograph, covered now with lines and creases. Tickets torn in half. Memories in bits and pieces. Traces of love.
Music you like to brighten your day every day, all day at 1590. The bright spot on your dial, WLTD.
Traces of love.
Who knows what interest grows from regular savings? Northwest Federal knows.
Northwest Federal Savings, that is, the $160 million Savings Association, serving Northwest Chicagoland for nearly 50 years. Northwest Federal Savings experts will clear up the clouds in your mind about confusing savings plans. Northwest Federal offers a wide variety of savings programs with interest from the day you leave it to the day you need it. You'll get prompt attention and clear, accurate information when you open your insured savings account at Northwest Federal Savings, 4901 Irving Park Road, one block west of Cicero. Call Spring 7-7200. And remember,
the seed of savings bears fruitful rewards. Regular saving pays. Northwest Federal knows.
Yes, indeed. This is Chuck Shaden back with you in the Hall Closet 19 minutes before 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning in April, and along about where WLTD is located up on the North Shore near Lake Michigan. We're experiencing a little sun peeking through those gray clouds. That's good. Tomorrow morning in the closet we'll have the Rudy Valley Show, the Telephone Hour, and the Hallmark Playhouse. And right now, it's back to Bing Crosby in the Kraft Music Hall.
Is back. 1927, Babe Ruth signs three-year contract to slug for the Yankees at 70 G's per annum. The Yanks caught the World Series. Alabama ties up Stanford in the Rose Bowl in the last 2 minutes of play. 1927, and young men strolling through the park with their girls on a summer evening are saying,
"Let's sit here on this bench till it gets dark."
It's almost dark now, Harry.
Yeah, but I want to wait till it gets real dark.
Why, Harry?
Because I want to do something I've always wanted to do, but I couldn't get up enough nerve.
What, Harry?
Walk on the grass.
Say, Harry, do you mind if I wear lipstick?
Well, it's kind of messy. There's a guy down at the pool room comes in every night. He's got his handkerchief all red with it.
Yeah, but my lipstick is indelible. It doesn't come off.
I don't believe it.
I'd like to prove it to you.
Well, okay, if you really want to, go on and prove it. Here's my handkerchief.
Oh, Harry.
Listen, honey, I've been thinking.
About what, Harry?
Well, don't answer this if you think I'm fresh, but can you cook?
Why, of course, Harry.
Make beds?
Naturally.
How are you with kids?
Why, I hardly know what to say. But if you mean do I like children, oh, I do. I love children.
Well, then I guess you're the girl I've been looking for.
Looking for is what, Harry?
My kid sister's Girl Scout troop needs a new leader.
Honestly, Harry, I don't know what to make of you. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you.
Oh, you take life too serious.
Well, don't you think a girl has to, Harry?
Not necessarily. Now, you take like it says in that new song. Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money.
Maybe we're ragged and funny,
but we'll travel along, singing a song, side by side.
Don't know what's coming tomorrow.
Maybe it's trouble and sorrow,
but we'll travel the road, sharing our load, side by side.
Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall?
Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all.
When they've all had their quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started. Just a-traveling along, singing a song, side by side.
Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all.
When they've all had the quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started. Just a-traveling along, singing a song, side by side, side by side.
Hey, Bing, are you frightened by big figures?
Oh, no. John Trotter's one of my best friends.
I'm talking about numerical figures, figures up in the millions and billions, like 121,237,000,000.
That happens to be exactly the number of marbles I lost to my oldest boy last night. I think he ran in a loaded Emmy on me.
Well, 121,237,000,000 happens to be the number of pounds of milk the 5 million dairy farmers in the United States are producing this year.
That's many a double rich malt and a mild high cone,
yes, sir.
Eh?
And it's also 102% of the amount of milk produced last year. Or, in simpler terms, it's about 56,412,900,000 quarts.
Gee, no wonder everybody's singing, "Milkman, keep those bottles quiet." Takes a lot of work to keep that many bottles full, but our American dairy farmers are doing it. They're in there fighting the battle of the barns, 14, 15, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, seeing that we at home and the men overseas get all the milk and the milk products needed to keep pounding out victories. American dairy farmers are doing a great job, and they deserve a lot more credit than they're getting. They're up every morning before dawn. They're out in all kinds of weather caring for their fine herds. The same hard work they've been doing for years, only now there's a lot more of it, and it's more important. Now it's work vital to victory, and if the past is a fair example, American dairy farmers are going to continue doing the same kind of job that has contributed so solidly to our successes up to now, each of which is a step on the road to victory.
So sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Amor, amor, my love. you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other nothing sounds quite so clear as this soft caressing word I know. Amor, amor, my love. When you're away, there is no day, and nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love. Make life divine.
That covers everything we had lined up for this evening in the Old Craft Music Hall, friends. But next Thursday at exactly the same time we got going this evening, we're going to get going again. The same spot on your dials, too, so try to join us. We've also invited the mighty Sonny Tufts to join us again next Thursday. Until then, adios.
Tune in the Craft Music Hall next Thursday at the same time to hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and as our special guest for the evening, we've invited Sonny Tufts to pay us another visit. Marilyn Maxwell appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the producers of the Technicolor musical Bathing Beauty.
Appetizing in so many tempting ways. That's Kraft Salad Mustard, tangy, golden, and creamy smooth. The salad mustard that's prepared to Kraft's own special recipe. It's delicious in deviled eggs, gives grand flavor lift to salad dressings, adds extra zest to cheese fondues and Welsh rabbits. Serve Kraft Salad Mustard often in a variety of appetizing ways. There's a sharper Kraft Mustard, too, with nippy horseradish added. So treat the family to both varieties. Put Kraft Mustards on your shopping list tomorrow.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
That was the Bing Crosby Kraft Music Hall from July 20th of 1944. This is Chuck Shaden on April 19th of 1973 in the Hall Closet on WLTD. And Bing's guest on that show was Sonny Tufts. Sonny Tufts' real name, well, actually, Sonny was a nickname, and his first name was Bowen. And his middle name was Charlton, B-O-W-E-N, Bowen Charlton Tufts. And mostly he did acting in the movies in the 40s, in the early 40s. A tall, good-looking guy. I think he was blonde. He wasn't the best actor of all time, but he was a passable actor. He's still around. He was born in 1918. And the Sonny Tuft legend, as it is, and it's a reality, actually. He was going to be the guest, one of the stars, on the Lux Radio Theater. And the preceding week, when the cast of the Lux Radio Theater was discussing, you know, at the end of the curtain call, they were talking about next week's show. And one of the actors on this week's show, I think it was Joseph Cotten. I can't remember. I just can't draw that back out of my memory bank here. Maybe someone knows. But one of the actors from this week's show said, and next week we'll have so-and-so and so-and-so and Sonny Tufts. He just couldn't believe it. And that's the legend of Sonny Tufts. That's his claim to fame, really, is unbelievability as far as a name. And then they laugh at Engelbert Humperdinck. Sonny Tufts. Okay, this is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. It's 7 minutes before 8 o'clock. I want to remind you about our cassette of the month for the month of April. It's 2 30-minute shows, comedy and mystery, from the golden age of radio. One is the Bob Hope Show with Fred Astaire, Jerry Colonna, and Vera Veig. The other is Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell and Ed Begley in the Jacoby case. If you'd like our April cassette, send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, Illinois, 60053. That's $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. Your cassette tape of the month will be rushed on its way to you, and there's no further obligation. If you want our tape for May, tune in May and order again. Nothing is sent automatically. So don't forget now to get your cassette for April. That's The Bob Hope Show and Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective. Send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. 52 degrees along the lakefront at O'Hare at 60, officially at Midway it's 57. It's 6 minutes before 8 o'clock. Think we have time for a little guess who? All right, nothing to change the sound on this record. Just tell me who the vocalist is. Do you know? Give us a call, 475-1590 or 273-3590. Who's the vocalist?
Leave it to Jane, Jane, Jane.
I don't know why you should make me plot and plan for you.
She is the girl with...
I always try to do everything I can for you.
No problem, you can wish on her, gives her a strain.
She'll tackle gaily, a score or more daily.
If something is on your mind.
And I can see that there is not a doubt of it.
Comfort you soon will find.
Leave it to me, I will soon get you out of it.
If you have started worrying, kindly refrain. Just hand over the whole thing to Jane.
Well, Jane, why don't you tell us how you do it?
Yeah, come on, Jane, tell us.
Oh, but it's really very simple. I just study up on the famous women of history.
You mean like Lucretia Borgia?
Well, no, not exactly. Listen. In days of old, beside the Nile, a famous queen there dwelt. Her clothes were few, but full of style, her figure slim and svelte. On every man that wandered by, she pulled the Theta Bara eye. And everyone observed with awe that her work was swift, but never raw. Like Cleopatra, if I could have my way. Each man she met, she went and kissed, and she dozens on her waiting list. I wish that I had lived there beside the pyramid. For a girl today don't get the scope that Cleopatra did. At dancing, Cleopatra was always on the spot. She gave those poor Egyptian ginks something else to watch beside the Sphinx. Mark Antony admitted that what first made him skid was the wibbly wobbly wibbly dance that Cleopatra did.
Okay, well, a little false start on that because there was a male voice coming in there, but I was looking for the female voice, and someone guessed Donald O'Connor. I didn't mean to toss you off on that one, but it wasn't Debbie Reynolds or Betty Garrett. But we do have the right answer, and hanging on the phone right now is Mrs.
Slapke.
And Mrs. Slapke, who was that singing?
June Allison.
Absolutely right. That was June Allison. You know the name of the movie that came from?
I was laughing. I thought it belonged to Nono and Annette. I have no idea where it's from.
That's from Till the Clouds Roll By.
Uh-huh.
And that was a couple of tunes there. Leave It to Jane and Cleo Patterer. June Allison. Actually, it may have come from Nono Nanette because, who wrote the...
It sounds like that type of song.
Yeah, right. Well, you got it, and we're going to see that you get a little surprise for us, too. We're going to give you a... Well, you deserve a break today, so we'll send you a pair of McDonald's gift certificates, which you can use at any McDonald's restaurant in Chicago, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okie doke. Thank you. You too. Bye now. All righty. Let's see. If you're thinking of foods and your waistline and things like that, let's think of this.
Where can you find the food you need, which has both low cost and high nutrition? Everyone has to eat, and everyone worries about nutrition in the food they buy and about today's high prices. I'm Gerald Brown, and I'm a nutritionist for NutriMart, a new concept in supermarkets. NutriMart at 3735 Dempster and Skokie is tailor-made for the Weight Watcher, the special dieter, and those who care about their nutrition. NutriMart's spacious and modern setting includes selections of all kinds, such as our own bakery, fresh fish counter, a complete dairy section, all vitamins, and of course, canned goods of all varieties. For instance, for restricted diets, we carry the complete line of S&W, Tilly Lewis, and Featherweight products. For you Weight Watchers at NutriMart, you'll find a selection of all legal foods under the Weight Watchers brand. I'm one of the three nutritionists who'll be at NutriMart to answer your questions about diets, vitamins, and all foods, and help you select the products you really need. Stop in and see NutriMart, 3735 Dempster and Skokie. We're open 8 till midnight every day of the week. At NutriMart, we care about what you eat.
Alrighty-do. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD. We're going to take a break for the news, and then we'll be back with more. We've got the Bill Goodwin Show, The Adventures of Mike Shane, and I think we'll have another quiz for you, about an hour from now. So stick around. Don't touch that dial.
WLTD Evanston, good morning. It's 8 a.m., and I'm Bob Abella with the news on the hour. Former presidential aide Jeb Stuart Magruder testifies before a federal grand jury today on his involvement in the Watergate raid. The Washington Post reports Magruder has linked former Attorney General John Mitchell and White House aide John Dean with planning the bugging of the Watergate headquarters. Democratic National Chairman Robert Strauss told the National Press Club yesterday that administration handling of the Watergate affair has endangered the political system. His argument was refuted by Republican Chairman George Bush. Also on the news, in response to the nationwide fuel shortage, a number of gasoline outlets are reported to be closing or limiting their hours of operation. There are some reports of black markets developing, especially among independent dealers finding it difficult to obtain wholesale supplies of gasoline. In Washington, President Nixon asked Congress today to scrap most federal programs, which he says have made city governments too reliant on federal help. He wants to substitute a $2.3 billion revenue-sharing program. And the House of Representatives votes today on whether to allow part of the $7 billion annual Highway Trust Fund to be used for urban mass transit. It would be the first time in 17 years that the Highway Fund would be used for non-highway purposes. Also, American embassy officials in Moscow say the Soviet Union refused yesterday to permit a plane carrying supplies from a U.S. base in Germany to land in Moscow. The embassy has received no explanation from the Soviets as to why. And a Cook County Circuit Court judge has set May the 17th for a hearing on an attorney's request for a summary judgment of damage suits against United Airlines. Attorney John Kennelly asked the judgment of more than $24 million on behalf of the 25 persons killed with a United jetliner that crashed into a residential section near Midway Airport on December the 8th of 72. Kennelly charged that United failed to conform with its own operating rules in that crash. In a scene most Chicago White Sox fans hope will happen repeatedly, Dick Allen and Bill Melton homered back-to-back yesterday to give the Sox a 6-5 win over the Texas Rangers. The homers came in the first inning and were the second of the year for Allen and the third in three games for Melton. They enabled starter Wilbur Woods to post his second win of the season against two losses. Of the five runs scored off of Wood, only two of them were earned, and the winning run came in the fifth inning when Mike Andrews picked up his second single of the afternoon and scored all the way from first base on a double by Allen. Texas used three pitchers. The third, Don Stanhouse, took the loss. And for the second straight day yesterday, the Chicago Cubs nicked the New York Mets by a score of 1-0. Tuesday, reliable Ferguson Jenkins tossed a two-hit shutout. Yesterday, the winning pitcher was a 6-foot-5-inch rookie who bears a striking resemblance to Jenkins, but who last year at this time was a college student with no professional experience. Right-hander Ray Burris picked up the win in his first start ever in the majors. He was a last-minute replacement for Milt Pappas, who had to fly to Chicago to see his sick wife. Burris went five innings before he was lifted after Cleon Jones led off the Mets in the sixth with a hit. Thereafter, Larry Gura and Jack Aker kept the shutout intact, and the Cubs had a win and a new pitching hero. Finally, the Chicago Blackhawks are in New York today, where they are awaiting tonight's fourth game of their Stanley Cup semifinal series with the New York Rangers. WLTD News Time is 8:03.
Now's the time to get that do-it-yourself project going that you've been planning on. Whether you want to panel a room, redecorate a room, add a closet, whatever the project, you'll find all the materials you need at Miller Brothers Lumber Company, 4918 West Lawrence, a respected name in building materials since 1928. They feature a complete selection of famous Masonite Royal Coat paneling, plus everything in lumber, millwork, insulation, roofing materials, and oak, maple, and fir floorings. You'll never be disappointed at Miller Brothers. You can trust their reputation for quality, reliability, and service. And you can depend on them for down-to-earth prices. You'll like the prompt, personalized services, too. For everything in building materials, it's Miller Brothers Lumber Company, where you can use your Midwest bank card. For prompt, city, and suburban delivery, call Avenue 3 3460 or visit Miller Brothers, 4918 West Lawrence, in Chicago.
Weatherwise in the area, mostly cloudy skies and humid today with a chance of showers. The highs are expected to be in the lower 70s. Later on this evening, variable cloudiness, mild and humid with showers and thunderstorms likely later on. The lows will be in the upper 50s. On Friday, variable cloudiness, rather warm and humid, showers and thunderstorms continuing. The highs will be in the mid-70s. Winds are out of the southeast, 10 to 18 miles an hour this afternoon. Along the lakefront at 8 a.m., 53 degrees, O'Hare 61, Midway officially 60, and the humidity stands at 90%. This has been WLTD News and Weather.
There's a nice surprise beside each Walgreens, so don't you drive by. Stop and say hi, there's something to feed you.
Let us prove that Walgreens will save you more on your prescriptions. There's a Walgreens conveniently located near you. Walgreens is open to serve you 7 days a week and evenings too.
May I have your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. BOAC announces the departure of BA5.
This is Robert Cromie inviting you to join me in conversation with some fascinating people of London, England, every Sunday afternoon at 5, here at the 1590 spot on your radio, WLTD.
Joining Robert Cromie this coming Sunday, Easter Sunday, will be Lord Soper, London's popular Hyde Park preacher and humorist. Be sure to tune in to Robert Cromie in London this Sunday and every Sunday afternoon at 5 on WLTD. And this is Chuck Shaden back with you in the Hall Closet at 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning before Easter time in the midst of Passover. And I want to remind you that Sunday afternoon at about 5:30, right after Robert Cromie in London, we'll be along with our Those Were the Sundays, presenting those great Sunday shows from radio's golden age. And this coming Sunday, it's a program from Easter 1948, The Fred Allen Show, with Mr. and Mrs. James Mason, Pamela Mason and James Mason, as Fred's guest on that show. And I think you'll enjoy tuning into that, too. Hope you will join us on Sunday, Easter Sunday, April 22nd, along about 5:30. Well, let's see. Oh, we got a little bit behind because of our little quizzeroo there. Ladies, one pair of Beauty Mist pantyhose for only 10 cents is waiting for you with your next purchase of shoes at Cushman's of Winnetka. Cushman's can show you the latest in warm weather footwear from Joyce. The Joyce Free and Easy, for example, in your choice of four basic colors. The Free and Easy is a fun type of shoe, and its crepe sole makes it a natural for those sunny days you'll soon be enjoying. Remember, ask for your one pair of Beauty Mist pantyhose for only 10 cents with your purchase of shoes at Cushman's of Winnetka. Cushman's at 810 Elm in Winnetka, where shopping for shoes is a real pleasure.
Boy, what a beautiful morning. Am I hungry?
Harvey, would you do me a favor and eat in the drugstore? I don't think I can make you breakfast.
Oh, honey, are you sick again?
Yeah, I think I'll go back to sleep.
Janet, you know I don't mind eating in the drugstore, but I think this whole thing is mental. Morning sickness can be overcome by willpower.
And by going back to sleep until it's dark.
You can't do that, honey. You've got to fight.
I want to go back to sleep.
Come on now, come on. What makes you nauseous?
This conversation.
Look, I bet it's mind over matter. You want to try something? I'm going to mention a whole lot of food.
Please don't. Besides, it's not only food.
Aha. What else makes you sick?
You.
Hey, look, I'm trying to help you. Will you be serious?
I'm serious. You make me nauseous.
Me? Your own husband makes you nauseous?
Not you. Your smell.
I have a smell?
Well, it's your shaving lotion, your hair tonic, your soap, your talcum powder.
Well, I guess the honeymoon's over.
Don't be silly, Harvey. I still love you. You just make me sick to my stomach.
Okay, honey, what else?
What else what?
What else makes me repulsive?
You're not repulsive. You just...
I know. I make you nauseous. Should I move out?
Don't be silly. It will only last a few more weeks. Besides, as soon as you leave the house, I open the windows and I feel better. Harvey, I hope you're not upset.
Why should I be upset? You started my day off so beautifully. Hold your nose, world. Here comes Harvey Miller.
You know, Harvey, maybe it is psychological. I bet if I eat a soda cracker, I'll feel better.
How do you feel?
Better.
Oh, good. Honey, I'm glad you feel better. Hey, go back to sleep.
You're a darling. Bye, honey.
Hugging a kiss? Bye, honey.
Captain Money!
Yes, gang, once again it's time for Captain Money, brought to you by Northwest Federal Savings, makers of the rich, tasty new idea in identification cards, one that helps you save money instead of spending it. Yes, gang, the money-saving new Northwest card is the smart way to fight the dollar drain on your allowance. With it, you can purchase traveler's checks, register checks, and pay utility bills, all without a service charge. And you're even entitled to free notary service, too. With the new creamy, rich Northwest card, you'll not only eliminate service fees and save yourself extra money each month, but you'll also have a positive means of identification, cause your actual signature and a key new photo of yourself in full color will both appear on your Northwest card. It's yours free when you maintain a $500 balance in your day-to-day interest savings account at Northwest Federal Savings. For all the details, ask your mom to call, write, or visit Northwest Federal, 4901 Irving Park Road, one block west of Cicero, Spring 7200!
All right, Captain. Yes, sir. Well, this is Chuck Shaden back again with you in the hall closet from WLTD. It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Mostly cloudy and humid today, but the little sunshine is trying to peek through those clouds. Chance of showers with a high in the lower 70s today. Tonight, a little cloudiness here and there. Mild and humid. Showers again and thunderstorms are likely late this evening. Low in the upper 50s. Right now it's 53 along the lakefront, 61 at O'Hare. And at Midway, it's 60 degrees officially. The humidity is 90%. And the wind is southeast at 16 miles an hour. Well, let's see. Saturday afternoon, hope you'll join us on our Those Were the Days program here from 1 until 5. We're going to have a good afternoon down Riverview Memory Lane. Actually, we're going to have we're going to tune in Radio's amusement park and talk about Riverview. We're going to stroll down the midway of good old Radio and take a ride on the Manhattan merry-go-round. We'll see or hear The Thing in the Tunnel, a little different than The Mill and the Floss, on the Weird Circle program. We'll go into the Hermit's Cave, and we'll even see the Fat Man. Plus, we're going to have a few people on the dock here. We're going to have some guests in the studio talking about Riverview, and we're going to open the phone lines and talk with you about your Riverview memories. And that will set the scene for a Riverview nostalgia blast in the Memory Club Saturday evening in the community room at Northwest Federal Savings. We're going to have all kinds of things going on from 7 till about 10 o'clock. And you can come on and join us because there'll be no feature film this week, but the films on the screen will be movies of Riverview in its heyday and at the end of the line back in 1967 when they started to dismantle the park and destroy some of those things. We've also got some slides of Riverview, the park on its last dying days, and we've got a lot of nostalgia. We'll have some exhibits and some pictures and posters and all kinds of interesting things. So if Riverview and nostalgia is your thing for an Easter weekend, why don't you come on to the community room at Northwest Federal Savings. The dues are a dollar. Come on, pay them at the door, and we'll get the thing going along about 7 o'clock. That's this Saturday, the 22nd of April, the 21st of April, in the community room at Northwest Federal Savings, 4901 West Irving Park Road. We'll be there to have some fun with our own roller coaster memory. 14 minutes after 8 o'clock, I think we ought to wind up the old vintage Victrola. Bob, we all set? The Victrola is all wound up. Good enough. The little green felt is smoothed down on the turntable there. We've got it all wound up. The door is open. The microphone is in front of the speaker. Here's a record. Oh, this is a rather old record from 1926. Gertrude Lawrence is the vocalist. Tom Waring, the brother of Fred Waring, is on the piano. The song is Do, Do, Do. Let's put the needle on the record and listen.
Thank you.
That's an oldie from, that was recorded October 29th of 1926, Gertrude Lawrence with Tom Waring on the piano. A nice song, a lot of fun for Gertrude Lawrence fans, I'm sure. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD.
One crunch of a shovel into a buried cable is all it takes to knock thousands of phones out of service, to cut off emergency calls, and all the other things we use the phone for. So whether you're digging the hole or you have somebody else doing it, please call Illinois Bell's Repair Service before you start. The number is listed in the front of your phone book. We'll send someone from Repair Service to show you just where the buried cable is.
We're gonna toss our cares away, soak up the sun all day.
Take a great big breath of fresh air, it's a great time for a picnic. Thanks to Frigidaire.
This month, Frigidaire dependability and convenience isn't all you get when you buy selected Frigidaire refrigerators. What you do get is just about everything you need for a great spring picnic at no extra charge. First, you get a sturdy wooden picnic basket. In it, you find a checkered tablecloth, four unbreakable picnic plates and cups, four sets of stainless steel utensils, even a great picnic recipes book. So this month, discover why every refrigerator is not a Frigidaire. And have a picnic.
It's a great time for a picnic.
You can have a picnic at Townhouse TV and Appliances at 7243 West Toohey, that's just west of Harlem. Townhouse is open Monday, Thursday, Friday nights until 9, Saturday until 6. They're Chicagoland's leading Frigidaire dealer, Townhouse TV and Appliances. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock in Chicagoland. Weatherman says it's going to be a kind of a gloomy type day today. We've got lots of sunshine inside your radio, though, with lots of good sounds. It's 53 degrees along the lakefront right now, 61 at O'Hare, 60 officially at Midway. We're going back now to the early 1950s for a comedy show starring a man who made a niche in radio as an announcer. He was Bill Goodwin, but he was, of course, more than an announcer. He was comedy foil for Burns and Allen, and that was before Harry Von Zell came on the scene with Burns and Allen on radio. He was also the comedy foil and the announcer man for the Bob Hope Show. And in the early 50s, Bill Goodwin had his own show. On this one, it's with Alan Reed and Jim Backus, a couple of familiar voices. Let's tune into the first portion right now.
Columbia presents...
This I gotta hear.
The Bill Goodwin Show. He's just our Bill, an ordinary guy.
Mr. Goodwin's office. Sorry, Mr. Goodwin can't see you now. He's in conference with Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek. Mr. Goodwin's office. Definitely not Marshal Stalin. I told you Mr. Goodwin was in conference.
Now, Rockefeller, come to the point. Just how much money do you need?
Well, Mr. Goodwin, $6 million will see me through.
All right. I'll make a note to take it out of petty cash.
President Truman has been waiting for 2 hours, sir.
President Truman? Oh, yes, I'll get to him soon.
Well, Mr. Goodwin, where shall I put these?
What are they?
2 dozen white orchids from Lana Turner.
What? Not black? In the wastebasket.
Mr. Goodwin, President Truman said he couldn't wait. He left.
President Truman left? Who does he think runs this country? I'll go right over to the White House and give him his notice.
Bill, what's the matter with you? Huh? You knocked over your Coke and broke the glass.
Huh?
Look at it, glass and Coke all over the counter.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, Lanny. I guess I was daydreaming again.
Well, I gotta run over and get to work. It's my shift on the elevator. You going up to your office?
Yeah.
Say, Bill, do you have those daydreams very often?
Yeah, I do. You know, I can't understand it.
Can't understand what?
What a dope I am, throwing away orchids from Lana Turner.
Yes, friends, that's our Bill. Just a dreamer. A yes man who'd like to say no once in a while. In real life, he's the local representative of the Southwest Insurance Company, and not doing too well because he can't seem to take time out from his Chamber of Commerce activities, club activities, and a certain little activity named Philippa Walsh. He enters his insurance office ready to start the day. Helen, his secretary, has already arrived.
Good morning, Helen. It's Dimples, your lover boy, ready to plunge into the day's work.
Good morning. Bill, you had several calls this morning. Mayor Chandler's secretary called, and Mr. Groggins wants you to drop by the bank. You're probably overdrawn again. And here's a telegram that was just delivered.
I wonder what Philippa's doing tonight.
Bill, what about the mayor?
Philippa's more my type. Helen, I'll make those calls as soon as I get back. I'm going to run in and see Philippa first.
It's a good thing that girl's in the next office, or he'd never sell any insurance. Oh, well, at least he's the nicest guy that never sells any insurance.
Well, good morning, Philippa. It's Dimples, your lover boy. What's cooking, honey?
Oh, hello, Bill.
Hey, was that the typewriter I heard or your little heart pounding for me?
Oh, I like you. You're so modest.
Yeah. Is your boss in?
Not yet.
Good. How about a kiss?
Bill, please.
Honey, just a little one. Honest, when I take you in my arms, I get all choked up. My heart starts jumping around. I get that burning feeling inside.
Oh, Bill, you say the same thing after you have a bowl of chili.
Oh, cut it out, baby. As far as I'm concerned, you're the only girl in town.
Thanks, Bill. You sound so sincere, I almost believe you.
Philly, I can just see us in our little honeymoon cottage, sitting on the sofa with a good book in front of a roaring fire to throw the book in. Ah, it'll be wonderful.
Bill, you're not ready for marriage. Why do you keep asking me? Why do you keep beating your head against a brick wall?
Well, why not? Maybe it'll come out of shape you like.
Fine, now run along, Bill. I'll get in trouble if my boss sees you around here during working hours.
Okay, what time shall I pick you up tonight?
Well, considering we don't even have a date, that's a very ambiguous question.
Oh, now, come on. We'll have dinner at the hotel, and then maybe we can go over to the park and go canoeing in the moonlight.
Bill, there's no moon tonight.
Well, we'll rough it. How about it, Philippa? Tonight at 8.
Well, it sounds perfect, but how do I know you'll show up?
Oh, believe me, honey, you can depend on me.
Yes, I can depend on you. How about that date you broke with me last Thursday?
Well, but, Philly, that was business. I had to take her to dinner. Besides, she was ugly.
That's not what I heard.
Oh, honest, Philippa, you should have seen the wrinkles in her face. She had to wear lipstick to tell which one to feed.
Okay, Bill. Okay, it's a date.
Great, great, honey. I'll see you tonight at 8, huh? So long.
Southwest Insurance, Mr. Goodwin's office. Oh, yes, Mayor Chandler. Well, he just stepped out of the office for... Oh, here he is. He just walked in. Just a moment, please. Bill, telephone.
Oh, okay. Hello, it's Dimples, your lover boy. Mayor Chandler. Yes, sir. Yes, how have you been, Mr. Mayor? Oh, that's good, yes. The new streetcar system? What's that? You run into a little snag with the Dinwiddie sisters? Well, just like I told you at the Chamber of Commerce meeting, sir, I'll try my best to help you. I'll go see them right away. Oh, I'll get results, Your Honor. Remember, I helped you kiss all the babies in town during your last campaign. Oh, Mr. Mayor, that's not fair. I kissed a few of them under 18. Two of them under 18. Okay, I'll call you back after I see the Dinwiddie sisters.
The Dinwiddie sisters? Oh, I sure don't envy you going to see those two fuddy-duddy old maids.
You're being very unfair, Helen. How can you say that about two sweet old ladies who have as much charm and property as they have?
Why, they don't even know who won the war.
Sure they do. Ask them anytime. They'll tell you the North. Well, I better get going. I got a lot to do.
Oh, don't forget to drop in the bank and see Mr. Groggins.
Okay, so long.
And Bill, how about this telegram?
You read it and tell me about it when I come back. Well, here I am, the Dinwiddie sisters' house. Boy, I wonder if they'll ever admit it's the 20th century. Now, Goodwin, don't do anything to shock these old girls. Remember, they haven't spoken to old Doc Garrett for 45 years. Never did forgive him for slapping them when they were born. Well, here goes.
Oh, William. Alice, it's William Goodwin. Come right in, William.
Well, thank you.
Hello, William.
How are you this afternoon, Miss Jane? And you, Miss Alice?
Oh, William, we're especially happy you dropped in today.
Good.
There's something we've been wanting to talk to you about. It's, oh, dear.
Oh, come now. You ladies know you can discuss any important question with me.
Yes, well, I know, but we're a little doubtful if this is the sort of thing we should discuss with a man.
Oh, it's all right.
for the moment, just sort of visualize me as one of you. No. I mean, maybe that isn't such a good idea.
Oh, I think it's all right, Jane. After all, we did know his family.
Sure.
You see, it's, well, just this, William. Oh, Jane, I just don't think I should.
Alice, you have to go through with it. Remember, you drew the short straw.
All right. Well, William.
Yes?
Just who is this Kilroy person?
Well, he's a sort of a world traveler.
Oh, a lecturer?
No, more of a poet.
Well, I'm glad that's cleared up. It's so wonderful to know that one is up with the times.
Yes, of course.
Now, tell us, William, is this just a little social visit, or did you have something in particular on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, as a matter of fact, it's about the new transit system we're trying to put through. You see, with the present plans, it's supposed to run through that piece of property you ladies own on Spring Street.
Probably another idea, that awful Mayor Chandler.
Yes, that awful Mayor Chandler.
Oh, now, the girls, the mayor isn't so bad when you get to know him.
William, how can you defend him? Do you know what he's allowed now? And in a theater that's in a building we own, too.
No, what?
Oh, you'll have to tell him, Jane. I just can't say that word.
William, a bubble dancer.
Oh, well, after all, Miss Jane, she's a very small girl, and she uses an awfully big bubble.
You mean you've been there and you've seen her?
Oh, no. Some of the older fellas told me about her.
No, the worst.
Yes, we heard. We heard that at one of the performances, the rowdies in the balcony were shooting bean shooters at her bubble.
Yes, I understand the audience got quite a bang out of it. Now, about the new transit system,
Worrying about transportation. What this town needs is more culture.
Yes, has there been any attempt to bring concert music or opera singers to the city? No. Why, we could even import opera companies. Give the city culture.
Well, I certainly do agree with you. Now, getting to the question...
We'd like to discuss it with you, but it's time for our nap now. We'll go into the matter tonight. You come for dinner at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Well, Miss Jane, I was sort of planning...
Of course, if you have something more important.
Oh, no. I'll be there, 8 o'clock sharp.
Oh, and William, of course you'll remember to dress.
Oh, I always do. Oh, you mean for dinner? Oh, yes, for dinner. Well, yes, it's a date. I'll see you girls tonight. Gee, they would have to insist on tonight. Oh, well, I'll worry about that later. I better drop in the bank and see Mr. Groggins. Gee, I hope he's not thinking of canceling his insurance. Maybe he wants to increase it.
Oh, Goodwin, you dreamer, you.
Gee, I hope that dull daughter of his isn't around. I'd hate to bump into the beast with five fingers.
Ah, there you are, Bill. Good afternoon.
Hi, Mr. Groggins. How are all the hot loans and frozen assets today? Say, you're looking fine, Mr. Groggins. I'm a little disappointed, though. I was hoping to bump into your charming daughter.
Yes. She is a charming girl, Bill. A charming girl.
Yes, indeed. Well, Mr. Groggins, did you want to see me about something in particular?
My boy, when the president of a bank takes time out on a busy day to call someone, obviously it must concern a pretty important matter. Hmm. The thing I wanted to settle with you, Bill, is about this, let me see. What was it now?
Was it maybe...
Don't coach me. Oh. It'll come to me in a few moments. I just can't seem to think of it right now. You know, Bill, it's my daughter's birthday today, and I said, Grace, what would you rather have more than anything in the world? And do you know what the cute little thing said?
No. What did the cute little thing say?
She said she'd like Bill Goodwin wrapped in cellophane with the blue ribbon around him. Isn't that cute?
Yes. Easy, stomach, easy.
And daughters are expensive luxuries, Bill. I bought her a new birthday dress this morning. Paid $80 for it.
$80? Boy, that's robbery.
Robbery, robbery. That's what I wanted to talk with you about. Insurance.
Oh, insurance, yes.
Bill, I believe I'm going to increase the amount of insurance I'm carrying.
Increase it? Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Groggins.
Yes, I'm going to do that, Bill. We'll get together soon and discuss my insurance needs.
Good.
Who knows, son? We may keep it all in the family, eh?
In the fam.
Oh, by the way, Bill, I'm having a little surprise party for my daughter tonight. She doesn't know anything about it, and I want you to be her date.
Oh, well, Mr. Groggins,
You drop over to the house tonight at 8, and we'll all go out to dinner.
Tonight at 8? Well, Mr.
Tonight at 8.
Tonight at 8.
Okay, now you know why you don't remember the Bill Goodwin Show. But nevertheless, it is with us this morning, and it's kind of fun with Bill Goodwin, Alan Reed, and Jim Backus. And we'll have more of that show in just a while. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. We're going to take a break for the news headlines, and then we'll be back in a flash with more Don't Touch That Dial.
WLTD Evanston, good morning. I'm Bob Abella with the news headlines. Former Governor Otto Kerner returns to federal court in Chicago today, where a special judge will rule on two defense motions before pronouncing sentence on his bribery conviction. Kerner faces a prison term of 83 years and fines totaling $93,000 in the racetrack stock case. The U.S. has cited repeated communist violations of the Paris Peace Agreement as its reason for suspending all mine-clearing operations in North Vietnamese harbors. And President Nixon's proposals for solving the nationwide energy crisis have met with criticism from two key lawmakers as well as a number of conservation groups. The Los Angeles Lakers, with a one-game lead, take on the Golden State Warriors at home this evening, and the New York Knicks squared their NBA playoff last night with a 129-96 drubbing of Boston. The NBA draft, scheduled for today, is off again until next Tuesday. An unusually long session yesterday to settle a draft choice caused that postponement. In the ABA playoffs, Utah and Indiana meet again tonight at Salt Lake City, where the series is tied at 2 games apiece. The Stars beat the Pacers 104-103 last night, and Carolina squared its playoff at 2 games apiece with a 102-91 victory over Kentucky. Finally, the Stanley Cup playoffs resume at New York and Philadelphia this evening. The Blackhawks hold a 2-1 edge over the Rangers, and the Flyers and Montreal Canadiens are even at 1 game apiece. Those are the headlines. WLTD weather is next. The Sound of Music is sweeter during Polk Brothers' Million Dollar Warehouse sale. Now playing at Polk's Warehouse, 8300 West North Avenue in Melrose Park. Famous brands like Fisher Components, Panasonic and Craig Home or Auto Tape Decks, General Electric, RCA Stereo Consoles and Portables, Motorola, Admiral, Zenith, RCA TVs, Stereo Tapes and Albums, Polk Brother Warehouse Sale priced right now. A General Electric Portable Phono $22.95, top quality stereo headphones $269, Admiral Color TV $218, Transistor Radios $269. These values and thousands more at Polk's Warehouse Sale. Over 500,000 square feet of values, 8300 West North Avenue, just east of the Maywood Park track. Acres of free parking, so bring the whole family. That's Polk's Warehouse Sale, home of inflation stoppers. Save even more during this event. They're opened every evening, even Saturdays and Sundays until 10. It's going to be mostly cloudy and humid this afternoon with a chance of showers, and the highs are expected to be in the lower 70s. Later on this evening, cloudy, mild, and humid. Showers and thunderstorms still possible, the lows in the upper 50s. On Friday, variable cloudiness, rather warm and kind of humid. Showers and thunderstorms continuing likely, the highs will be in the middle 70s once again. Winds are out of the southeast this afternoon by about 10 to 18 miles an hour. And that probability of rain, 40% through the day, 60% this evening, and on Friday, 70%. Along the lakefront, it's 53 degrees, O'Hare, 61, Midway officially 60, and the humidity stands at 90%. This has been WLTD News and Weather. The time is 8:38.
Hi, this is Paul Malloy, and every weekday at 5:55, I'll be bringing you the latest news from the sports world. We'll not only cover the national sports scene, but also the North Shore sports, including Northwestern, Evanston High School, and area Little League action. Join me Monday through Friday for Sports Report at 5:55 p.m. here on WLTD.
Whoa, whoa, big fella! Are you riding the plains looking for a faithful companion to help finance that new home of yours? Then ride north and west to Northwest Federal Savings, where resourceful people are waiting to serve you with professional advice and competitive home financing. When you've found the home you want, just give a call to Northwest Federal. An appraiser will inspect the property, and you'll have a mortgage loan commitment within 48 hours, at no obligation. Northwest Federal is Northwest Chicagoland's leader in conventional home financing. Visit, write, or call Northwest Federal Savings, 4901 Irving Park Road, one block west of Cicero, Spring 77200, and ask for me.
I wonder who that stranger was.
Him? He was the Lone Ranger.
We've got silver to lend away!
Yes, indeed, the Lone Ranger from Northwest Federal Savings, and he'll arrange to give you a free place setting of beautiful fine china. That's right, if you want, you can get a complete set of fine imported porcelain china at a remarkably inexpensive cost. You can choose from two beautiful patterns, contemporary concerto with its elegant white-on-white look, or traditional rhapsody with its beautifully muted floral design. To get you started, Northwest Federal will present you with a free place setting of either fine china pattern when you save $50. Each four-piece place setting consists of a dinner plate, a cup, a saucer, and a bread and butter plate. Then you can build your complete set by purchasing additional place settings for only $3.35 every time you save an extra $25. See this china dinnerware on display at Northwest Federal Savings. Check your newspapers or call right or visit Northwest Fed at Spring 77200. They're over at 4901 West Irving Park Road in Chicago. It's 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. Let's get back to the Bill Goodwin Show.
Helen, your boss is in big trouble.
I'll say you're in trouble, Bill. You should have called in. That telegram is from the chief, Mr. Hendricks of the Home Office. He's in town, and he's coming in to see you.
Hendricks?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting him till next month. Oh, I got to snap out of it. Got to be all business. I better get these pictures of Philippa off my desk. If he comes in now, I'm dead. When's he due?
2 o'clock.
What time is it now?
2 o'clock.
Hello, Goodwin.
Well, shall I call the undertaker?
Well, Mr. Hendricks, glad to see you, sir. Have a seat. Have a cigar.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, Goodwin, you've been keeping your eye on the overall picture?
Yeah, yes, sir. You know me, Mr. Hendricks, all business. Nothing but business, 24 hours a day, work right through.
How about all these pictures of this girl on your desk?
Well, you got to have a lunch hour, you know.
Oh, yeah, I've got a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
Now, Goodwin, you know that you're one of my boys. I'm very anxious to see you win that gold plaque this year, the plaque for top sales in your territory.
Oh, I'm really working for it, Mr. Hendricks.
Oh, you've got to do more than really work. Mm. Yes, the salesman in the organization must be super salesman. You've got what it takes, Goodwin, and I'm behind you, boy. I want to see the day when you can talk fast enough to sell Stalin a seat on the stock exchange.
Yes, sir.
Now, Goodman, you can't sell insurance in the 20th century.
Mr. Hendricks, you got the new ones in, huh?
Can't fool a soul. Goodwin, you can't sell insurance in the 20th century with 19th century methods. Now, let me brush you up a little. First, now, with life insurance. Pull them over with that fast sales talk, then right after the Hour of the Kids routine, hit them with slogan number 324G. Be sure you're covered when they cover you.
Oh, yes, sir. I've got that one memorized.
Yeah, and on the home accident policy, after you give them the figures on how many people are killed taking baths every year, follow it right up with slogan number 269B. It's better to have dirt on your face than in your face.
Yes, sir. And how about that wonderful policy, automobile theft insurance number 197R? If somebody stole your car and you're a walking, how can you park with your cutie and be a hugging and a chalking?
Well, very good, Goodwin. Well, Well, I don't want to take up any more of my time right now, but I've got some very hot directives from the Home Office, you know. I'm catching the train out of town at 11. Now, just let me check in my book and see what time I can see you.
8 o'clock.
Right, right, Goodwin. It's the only time I have available. And long as it's for 8 o'clock, why don't we...
make it for dinner?
Right.
Yes, fine.
I'll see you at the hotel then at 8.
Helen, I'm ruined. Philippa, the Dinwiddie sisters, Mr. Groggins and his daughter, Mr. Hendricks. If anybody else asks me out for dinner at 8, I'll jump out the window. Hello? Helen, pull back the curtains.
Now the music of Jeff Alexander and his orchestra and quartet with It's a Good Day.
Happy, 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 happy am I. Hallelujah. Brother, happy, 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 happy am I.
Every time I feel a spirit a pounding at my heart.
Well, I know it's gonna be a mighty good day. Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along.
Yes, it's a good day.
How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good, good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good, good day for losing the blues.
Everything to gain
and nothing to lose,
'cause it's a good day from morning to night. I say to the sun,
and morning sun,
rise and shine today.
You know you gotta get a going if you're gonna make a showing, and you know you've got the right of way.
'Cause it's a
good, good day for paying your bills,
and it's the whale of the day for curing your ills.
So take a deep breath.
Got it. And throw away your pills,
and you'll be
happy, 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 happy as I.
Hallelujah.
Brother, happy, happy, happy as I.
Every time I feel the spirit a-pounding in my heart.
Well, I know it's gonna be a mighty, mighty, mighty good day.
Watch your step. Floor, please. Oh, it's you, Bill.
Yeah. Yeah, it's me, Lenny. And have I got troubles?
Oh, anytime you got troubles, you can get out of them. After all, there's only one Bill Goodwin.
Yeah, leaves me three short.
Gee, you do sound pretty low. You better tell me about it.
Lenny, I'm no good. I'm a flop.
Bill, all you ever do is try to help people. How can you say you're a flop?
I'm going
to
wind up with everybody hating me.
Boy, that's ridiculous, Bill. How can anybody help but respect and admire you? You've got everything. You've got class, personality.
Well, maybe most people aren't as observant as you.
And you're handsome. Boy, look at those two big waves in your hair.
Three, Lenny.
And those broad shoulders.
Well, sometimes I do have a little trouble getting through doorways.
So you see, Bill, you don't have any troubles or problems. How could anything be too tough for a man of your caliber to solve?
You know, that's true, Lenny, but getting out of four dates for dinner tonight at 8 isn't any pushover.
Only four?
Yeah, that's right. Philippa, the Dinwiddie sisters, Mr. Groggins and his daughter, and my big boss from the Home Office, Mr. Hendricks.
Bill, in a problem of this magnitude, the proper approach is to back away from the trees so you can see the forest.
Yeah. Yeah, the proper approach is to back away from the trees so you can see the forest.
Now, we're looking at the forest.
Uh-huh.
Philippa, you tell her you have to go out with your boss from the Home Office. She'll understand. And the Dinwiddie sisters, you hit them in their weak spot. They love opera. You tell them the famous opera star, Suzetta Galli, is in town. And you're going to meet her at the hotel and talk to her into putting on a concert.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to meet her at the hotel and talk her into putting on a concert.
And Groggins, he's your biggest account.
Yeah.
What would please him more than to tell him you're seeing your boss tonight to work out a plan to cut down his insurance rates? You see, Bill, everybody's happy. You keep the date with Hendricks, and you're back in business again.
Yeah.
See you later, Bill.
Yeah, yeah. So long, Lenny. Zip-a-dee-doo-da, zip-a-dee-ay. My, oh, my, it's a wonderful day. Zip-a-dee-zip.
Well, well.
Well, how did Willie Dreamboat get so happy all of a sudden, huh? Don't tell me you found an answer to all those dates you have tonight.
That I did, Helen, that I did.
Billy, you're amazing. How'd you do it?
Well, I'll tell you, I just said to myself, I said, Bill, in a problem of this magnitude, the proper approach is to back away from the trees so you can see the forest.
Huh.
And then I said, now we're looking at the forest. Yeah. See, that's what I said to myself. Philippa, you tell her you have to go out with your boss from the home office. Hello, Philippa.
Hello, Bill. Bill, I've been thinking about tonight.
You have?
Uh-huh. And you know, Bill, I was wrong. There is going to be a moon.
Well, yeah, Philly, but it won't do any good. You know, the weatherman says it's going to be pretty foggy.
And I think going canoeing will be a lot of fun, too.
They're pretty dangerous. I don't swim too well.
And, Bill, won't it be romantic, holding hands?
I don't know. I'm loaded with hangnails. You know, Philippa...
Bill.
Yes?
Bill, I feel a brush coming.
Well, it has very soft...
Bill Goodwin, not again.
Honey, it's a big shot from the home office.
Yeah, I know. A big shot from the home office. He's leaving town this evening. The only time you can see him is 8 o'clock.
Honey, it's true. Honest. How can you doubt me?
Oh, it's easy.
Listen, if I'm not telling the truth, I hope the roof falls in on us. Philippa, come out from under that desk. Now, come on, honey. Please believe me.
Bill... Are you really telling me the truth?
Really, I am. If I can get rid of him early, I'll give you a call.
No. No, after all, it's business. Be on your toes and make a good impression.
Oh, honey, you know I save all my good impressions for you. Mr. Droggins, if my little meeting is successful tonight, you'll save plenty on your insurance. Plenty. Oh, be sure and express my regrets to your charming daughter. Well, goodbye, Mr. Droggins. Hello? Oh, Miss Dinwiddie, this is William. William Goodwin. Miss Dinwiddie, the famous opera star Suzetta Galli is in town, and I have... Well, that's Philippa, the Dinwiddie sisters, and Mr. Groggins and his daughter. Ooh, Goodwin, you sharpie, you. What an operator. Now all I have to do is meet Hendricks at the hotel. Ah, brains are sure better than brawn. And when you got both of them, you can't miss.
Good evening, Mr. Goodwin. Your usual table?
Oh, no, Frank. It's business tonight. I'll need one where there's a little more light.
By the way, Mr. Goodwin, there was a young lady asking for you.
A young lady?
Yes. Oh, here she is now.
Mr. Goodwin?
Yes?
I'm Nora Johnson, Mr. Hendricks' secretary.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Johnson? won't you have a seat?
Thank you. Mr. Hendricks has been delayed. He asked me to bring these directives over to you so you can check through them while you're waiting.
Well, I hope he shows up soon.
Yes. Well, how is the business, Mr. Goodwin? Have you had much success with our new industrial accident plan? Mr. Goodwin?
Oh, no. No, it can't be.
Do you see someone you know?
Oh, I'm cooked. Now, listen, Miss Johnson, I haven't time to explain. You got to help me out. As of right now, you're Suzetta Galli, the opera singer.
Well, I don't quite understand, but I...
Why, William!
William, how are you?
My goodness, this is a pleasure. I'd like you to meet Madam Suzetta Galli. This is Miss Alice Dinwiddie and Miss Jane Dinwiddie.
How do you do? William, we just couldn't resist coming over tonight and meeting your celebrated singer.
Good. Well, I'm certainly glad you did. I would have suggested it myself, only... Well, there are so many fresh men around, a girl isn't safe out after dark anymore.
Oh, Madam Galli, it's wonderful meeting a singer with your experience.
Yes, you must have a lot of scores to your credit.
Well, yes, I do get my share of whistles.
That's on the concert stage, of course.
Oh, tell us, Madam Galli, what role do you plan for your concert here?
Well, I was thinking of something from Lucia.
Oh, I don't think the Dinwiddie sisters would approve of that. It has the sextet in it, you know.
Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you, Madam Galli.
Yes, it's been thrilling, Madam Galli. Well, good night. Come on, Alice. We must toddle along and be home before the bewitching hour.
Mr. Goodwin, do you play these games often?
Well, I'll get my breath and explain everything, but first, let me tell you, you were terrific, sensational, wonderful.
She is? Very interesting.
Oh, oh. Philippa, what are you doing here?
Well, you know, you're not the only man who asked me out to dinner. I can't go out with you tonight, honey. I have a date with a big shot. Big shot. She's got plenty of ammunition, too, hasn't she? Aren't you afraid you might get a few powder burns?
Oh, but Philippa, take it easy. This is Mr. Hendricks' secretary.
Sure she is. She's also terrific, sensational, and wonderful.
Look, maybe I can explain.
Never mind. Bill Goodwin, I wouldn't mind if you told me the truth once in a while, but you're just a big blowhard, nothing but a prevaricating, deceitful person. And as of right now, we're washed up, through.
You mean my big brown eyes don't send you anymore?
Is it?
But, honey, really, it's business. It's my job. I have to live, don't I?
That's another argument.
Philippa, you got such a pretty top. Why do you blow it?
Well, Goodwin.
Oh, Brogan.
Oh, this sort of thing, you break a date with my daughter and me?
Oh, his daughter. Mr. Groggins, I can explain everything. You know, I wouldn't break a date with your daughter for another girl.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Of course I would. I mean, no. No, I mean...
Goodwin,
I mean,
this is preposterous.
I'll be with you in a minute, Mr. Groggins. Philippa, you know that nothing means more to me than you. You come first, before the Chamber of Commerce, before the Kiwanis Club, before the Elks, before the...
Very interesting, Goodwin. Just how far down the list is insurance?
Oh, Hendricks. Mr. Hendricks, I can explain everything.
Good.
I...
Start with your brain. I'm here to talk business, and I find you with women all over the place. You haven't got water on your brain. You've got Chanel number 5.
Bill Goodwin, this is it. I never want to see you again.
Oh, honey, don't say that. I'll kill myself.
That's all I ever get. Promises.
Now, Goodwin,
I've had enough of this. I'm leaving.
Me too.
I've had about as much as I can stand to. I'm getting out of here on the train.
I wonder if the United Nations would handle my case.
Hiya, Bill. Everything turn out all right? Everybody out of the woods?
Lenny, you and your forest. Go get lost in it, will you?
The Bill Goodwin Show was produced and directed for Columbia by Larry Burns and written by Fred S. Fox and Chet Castellaw. Appearing in tonight's cast were Peggy Knutson, Viola Vaughn, Elvia Allman, Alan Reed, Jim Backus, Mary Jane Croft, Noreen Gamil, and Lenny Sherman. The music is by Jeff Alexander, and this is Chip Corning saying, this is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
And there you have the Bill Goodwin Show. That's from the early 1950s there. And kind of silly situation comedy, but funny too. And that's what it's all about. We're having fun with you every day, Monday through Friday, from 7 until 10 in the hall closet. It's about 4 minutes before 9 o'clock, and we've got a little dandy coming up in a moment.
Eaton's Plaza Shopping Center, where plenty of free parking makes it a pleasure to shop your favorite store or service. Eaton's Plaza Shopping Center, where Eaton's Expressway, Skokie Boulevard, and Lake Avenue meet at Wilmette. Eaton's Plaza Shopping Center. Easy to reach, easy to park, easy to shop.
Straight Razor Barber Shop waiting to serve you at Eaton's Plaza in Wilmette. Well, let's see, you've heard about and likely used an FTD florist at one time or another, right? But do you know just what FTD is? FTD is a nonprofit association of independent florists joined to provide out-of-town floral deliveries for their customers. Seville Flowers in Evanston and Wilmette belong to FTD, and this means they can send your flowers through over 11,000 florists in the United States and Canada, and some 22,000 florists in the rest of the world. Seville Flowers has been serving the North Shore for over 26 years, and they provide flowers and plants for every occasion. They'll see to it that the flowers or plants you order are in perfect condition. You're guaranteed satisfaction, and Seville grows many of its own plants in its own greenhouses. Seville Flowers at 1712 Sherman in downtown Evanston and 317 Ridge in Wilmette. Easter's coming up real fast. You'll want to place your order now. So drop by Seville Flowers or phone. In Evanston, call 864-0632. That's 864-0632. In Wilmette, dial 251-0757. That's 251-0757. Seville Flowers. Indeed, Easter is just around the corner.
In your Easter bonnet, with all the friends.
grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade. On the avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade.
Never saw you look quite so pretty before. Never saw you dressed quite so lovely once more. I could hardly wait to keep our date this lovely Easter morning. And my heart beat fast as I came through the door.
That'll be the scene Sunday morning. Right now it's Thursday morning. The scene is the news scene. We'll be back after the news. Don't touch that dial.
WLTD in Evanston, good morning. I'm Bob Abella with the news on the hour. The United States has suspended all mine-clearing operations in North Vietnam in retaliation because of repeated communist violations of the ceasefire agreement in Indochina. A Pentagon spokesman says no more American mines are being removed from North Vietnamese harbors because of violations in South Vietnam and in Laos, failure to respect the unilateral ceasefire in Cambodia, and because of the continued flow of supplies from the North into South Vietnam. On the news this morning, Washington Post says former presidential aide Jeb Stuart Magruder has told prosecutors that former Attorney General John Mitchell and White House counsel John Dean helped him plan the raid on Democratic National Headquarters last year. The New York Times says current Attorney General Richard Kleindienst has disqualified himself from further participation in the Watergate investigation. It says Kleindienst doesn't want to prosecute personal friends. The question of using highway funds to develop urban mass transit comes up for a vote in the House today. A bill calls for earmarking $700 million of the $7 billion a year highway trust fund for buses, subways, or commuter trains. The highway fund comes from federal taxes on gasoline, tires, and other automotive products. Easter marks the anniversary of the 1916 Irish Republican uprising against British rule, and authorities in Northern Ireland have increased the watch at Ulster, sea, and airports, fearing the IRA may attempt to slip into England for more bombings. At least 250 persons were injured last month by IRA bombings in London. The village of Abricks, England, closed to its pubs and shops today to bury 16 victims on the April the 10th chartered airliner crash in Switzerland. The crash took the lives of 107 persons, most of them women from the southern England area. 13 persons were buried in a mass grave. And back in Washington, the Agriculture Department says spaghetti and other members of the pasta families will be good bargains in June. So will dry beans, cornmeal, grits, and eggs. That's the word from the USDA's latest monthly plentiful foods list. And as usual, meat items are not included on the June list of consumer bargains, but eggs are included for the second consecutive month. Chicago Cubs down the New York Mets 1-0 yesterday. It'll be the Cubs' Bert Hooten facing Jim McAndrew of the Mets this afternoon. Both pitchers are 0-1 for the season. Also in sports, the Chicago White Sox down Texas yesterday by a score of 6-5. WLTD News time is 9:03. Polk Brothers stops inflation cold with the hottest brand name values in America. It's Polk's sensational warehouse sale, 8300 West North Avenue in Melrose Park. Over 500,000 square feet of values featuring General Electric, RCA, Motorola, and Hotpoint, Zenith, Westinghouse, Frigidaire, Maytag, all on parade at savings like these. A portable black and white TV, $58. General Electric disposal, $29. A Sunbeam 20-inch power mower with the bag, $51.88. Brand name mattresses, $22.71. And for the kids, a Presto automatic hot dogger sizzles them in 60 seconds, $3.95. The entire stock of 100,000 records and tapes were all reduced for this sale. Come see and come save. That's Polk Brothers, named three times the brand named retailer of the year. Bring the family or bring a friend. There's plenty of free parking, and you don't need cash at Polk's. Now going on, Polk Brothers Million Dollar Warehouse Sale, 8300 West North Avenue, opened every evening, even Saturdays and Sundays until 10. Mostly cloudy and humid with a chance of showers. The highs will be in the lower 70s. This evening, variable cloudiness, mild and humid. Showers and thunderstorms likely. The lows will be in the upper 50s. Friday, variable cloudy skies, rather warm and humid out. Showers and thunderstorms continuing possible with the highs in the middle 70s. Winds out of the southeast by about 10 to 18 miles an hour this afternoon and this evening. And that probability of rain, 40% today, 60% this evening, 70% on Friday. Along the lakefront at 9 a.m., 53 degrees, 63 degrees at O'Hare. Midway officially reports 62 degrees, with the humidity standing at 84%. This has been WLTD News and Weather.
Hi, I'm Mike Schwimmer, and when you hear that big band blast off, you know you're in the Yesterday Shop, a program of big bands, Dixieland, ragtime, and all that jazz that comes to you every weekday afternoon from 4 o'clock till 6:30 right here on WLTD, the 1590 spot. We throw in a little comedy, some vintage vocals, and a little chit-chat about the good old days. So join me today and every day, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. for 2.5 hours of the good sounds of yesterday right here in the Yesterday Shop.
Hello, fans. This is Bob Elson at bat for Northwest Federal, home of the Big League Savings Team on Irving Park Road, just west of Cicero. If you can't get to first base with a savings plan, Northwest Federal Savings will go to bat for you with a savings program worth cheering about. No warm-up necessary, and you won't strike out either, with a high-interest savings account that'll fit you like a catcher's mitt. Get your savings out of the cellar. Pitch them toward Northwest Federal Savings, the winning team, at 4901 Irving Park Road, Chicago. That's Spring 7, 7200.
7 minutes after nine, and we're back in the Hall Closet. This is Chuck Shaden. Good morning once again. We've got lots of good things coming up ahead of us today, especially a good Mike Shane detective adventure. And we have a showstopper for you now, and let's see if it's a stumper. You're going to have a little guess who on this for you, if you'd like. Give us a buzz at 475-1590 or 273-3590, and we'll see if we can stump you on this. If you know who the vocalists are, two singers on this, two girls, I want to know the names of each of them. You might even want to toss in the name of the show that this stopped. 475-1590 or 273-3590.
No, Eileen, everything's going to be all right.
It's awful.
Oh, try and sleep, dear.
I can't sleep.
Now, you've got to try. Make your mind a blank.
I did, but I keep thinking of Ohio.
Me too.
Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why did I... Ohio. Ohio. Maybe I'd better go. O-H-I-O. Maybe I'd better go.
Listen, Eileen, Ohio was stifling. We just couldn't wait to get out of the place. With Ma St. Ruth, but no date for this evening.
And Pop with Eileen, do be home, dear, by 10.
Those gossipy neighbors. And everyone yapping.
Who's going with who?
And dating those drips that I've known since I'm 4.
The Kiwanis Club dance.
On the basketball floor.
Cousin Maud with her lectures on sin.
What a bore. Jerry Black.
Cousin Min.
Ezra Nye.
Hannah Finn.
Just hopeless.
Babbity.
Stuffy.
Provincial.
Thank heaven we're free.
Now, let's see, what was that, and who was that, and what was the story there? Okay, that was Ohio, sung by, well, we had a lot of guesses, but we still haven't gotten the right one. Let's see, take one more question. Hello, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Is that Janet Blair and Rosalind Russell?
Well, you're half right.
Half right.
You're half right. You know the name of this show?
My Sister Eileen.
Well, you're almost right on that.
Oh.
There was a Broadway show based on the movie or story, My Sister Eileen. And you know the name of the Broadway show? They also did the Broadway show was a musical, and then they did a musical version of the movie, My Sister Eileen. And that's where a lot of people are getting a little off on the wrong track on that. Roz Russell is one of them. Rosalind Russell is the one. But you don't know the name of the movie, of the Broadway show.
No.
We'll have to send you an invisible facsimile.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the air. You have a guest for us?
Yes. Is that Janet Leigh and Rosalind Russell?
Not Janet Leigh. It's Rosalind Russell. The movie...
Was Wonderful Town?
Ah, the play. That's right. The musical was Wonderful Town. You're just about right there. But who was in Wonderful Town with Rosalind Russell? That's the big question. Don't know that,
No.
We'll send you an invisible facsimile, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, let's see if we've got another caller on the air. Hello, you have a guest for us?
Well, wasn't that from the Harvey Girls?
No. The Harvey Girls was, I think Judy Garland was singing that. The Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe, and all that sort of thing. Sorry.
They didn't sing that on the train when they were tasting on the sandwiches?
No, that was from... did the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe go to... Ohio?
Yeah, it started from Ohio and it came on down.
Oh, it started in Ohio. Yeah, no, that wasn't it, though. Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on the air. Have a guest for us on our quiz?
Yeah, Jacqueline McKeever, Rosalind Russell, and it was Wonderful Town.
Well, Jacqueline McKeever, no. I think I really got everybody stumped on this one.
That's Ohio, right?
Yeah, it's Ohio. It's from Wonderful Town. It's Rosalind Russell, and the label on the record says Edie Adams.
Edie Adams?
Edie Adams.
Is that the original Broadway thing
yeah,
right here?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. So we got a zero on it, or a 50% on the Richter scale or something this morning. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Right. That's indeed what it says, Edie Adams. I was a little surprised on that, too, but apparently Edie Adams was on the original Broadway cast on this thing, and Edie Adams, Roz Russell, and Wonderful Town. A showstopper on the Hall Closet.
Disney on Parade, a special new 73 edition. Fantasy comes to life in a colorful kaleidoscope of spectacular productions never before seen in Disney on Parade. Come meet over 100 Disney favorites, including Mickey Mouse.
I'm Mickey Mouse.
See Mary Poppins fly in an exciting musical fantasy. The bright and bubbly magic of Bedknobs and Broomsticks will delight you. Goofy cavorts with lovable Herbie, the love bug.
Here we come.
Pinocchio takes you on an exciting and scary trip to Pleasure Island. 2.5 hours of thrills live on stage. Take the entire family for the fun of it. Disney on Parade for 73.
Don't miss the 73 edition of Disney on Parade, now through April 29th at the Amphitheater. Disney on Parade, all live, all new for 73. Tickets now available at Amphitheater box office and all Ticketron outlets. All the papers reviewed Disney on Parade this week, and they got bang-up solid reviews all up and down the line, so it ought to be a good show, Disney on Parade. It's 9:15 on a Thursday morning in April. Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD. 4 people trapped in a steel cage in total darkness hundreds of feet above street level. 1 seeks death. 1 loves mystery. 1 believes he has the answers, and 1 has met the answer. That's the framework on which is built the special Easter edition of Unshackled. Hear The Blackout on Easter Sunday at 4:30 on WLTD. Well, let's see. Let's see if we can't try another stumper for you, as long as we weren't able to connect on that one. I think it was a little far out with the Edie Adams thing. Maybe you almost have a bit of a slight doubt in my mind on this. We have to check it out a little bit. Anyway, here's a song. All I Want to Know is the name of the show that this came from. Listen.
I caught you, sir, having a look at her as she went strolling by. Now didn't your heart go boom, 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 boom? Now didn't you sigh? I warn you, sir, never to dream of her. Just bid such thoughts be gone, or it'll be boom, 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 boom. From then on, for once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever fascinated by her, set your heart afire to stay. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over, then just quits cold. All at once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly you'll romance her. Trouble is, the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me. Ever and ever fascinated by her. Oh, I'm so happy. I want everybody to sing with me the next line. Once you're kissed by Amy,
Once you kiss my Amy.
Tear up your list, it's Amy.
Tear up your list, it's Amy.
Buy her with bonbons, poetry, and flowers.
Buy her with bonbons, poetry, and flowers.
Moon a million hours away.
Moon a million hours away.
Let me tell you.
You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves the girl and later thinks it over, then just quits cold. Everybody sing Once in Love with Amy.
Once in love with Amy.
Always in love with Amy.
Always in love with Amy.
Ever and ever sweetly you romance her.
Ever and ever sweetly you romance her.
Trouble is the answer will be
hot. Trouble is the answer will be. Ha 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 ha.
That Amy'd rather stay alone with me.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my big all-time favorite numbers, too. Ray Bolger, yes, indeed it was. And hello, you're on the air. You know who, where that came from, I mean?
Yes, sir, that's Where's Charlie based on Charlie's Aunt and Ray Bolger singing it.
All right, now one last shot for you. What was the year of the Broadway show?
all I could think of, Charlie's Aunt, I think, was out in the late 40s, so this must be the early 50s.
Well, actually, Where's Charlie was produced on the stage in 1948.
And then
it's all right. You don't lose.
Okay.
And they did a movie version of Where's Charlie as well. And, of course, was there a movie version of Charlie's Aunt?
Oh, there you got me. I really couldn't tell you.
Yeah, there was.
Oh.
And who do you think was the star of the movie version of Charlie's Aunt? Now, Charlie's Aunt is a story about, there's a couple of youngsters out there who don't know the story of Charlie's Aunt. It's about a couple of college guys who are trying to, let's see, they're putting on a masquerade anyway, and it's a series of complex things, but one of them dresses up as the aunt of the other guy, right?
Right.
So this was one of the guys in drag, actually. Jack Benny starred in the movie of Charlie's Aunt. Oh, boy, those were the days, huh? Well, let's see. We've got something for you. How about, let's see, what's on the list? How about a W.C. Fields record album for you?
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, you can pick it up sometime when you're our guest at a memory club meeting in the
Northwest. We've been meaning to get over to that, too.
All right, now extra incentive for you, okay?
Wait.
Before you go, what's your name?
Gloria Montgomery.
All right, and you're from?
Arlington Heights.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Okay, yes, indeed, Charlie's Aunt, the movie, rather the musical, Where's Charlie? Ray Bolger singing that from 1948. This is Charlie, Chuck Shaden from WLTD, and it's 22 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock in Chicagoland, 53 degrees along the lakefront, 63 at O'Hare, 62 officially at Midway, and how would you like to have our cassette tape of the month for the month of April? It's a double duty comedy mystery adventure for you. Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective, and Bob Hope with his guest Fred Astaire. You can have this cassette for the month of April, simply by sending $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, Illinois, 60053. We'll zip that your way immediately, and then that's it. There's no other obligation. If you'd like our cassette for next month or a future month, just tune in, find out what it is, and order again. So if you'd like our cassette for April, The Bob Hope Show with Fred Astaire and Dick Powell in the Jacoby case on Richard Diamond, private detective, send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. Speaking of a private detective, how about tuning into a good one right now? It's Mike Shane, private detective starring Jeff Chandler.
I was driving pretty fast when the big black sedan came roaring at me. I tried to hold the car from crashing into the guardrail, but suddenly the wheel twisted out of my hands like a headstrong woman, and the car got a mind of its own.
The New Adventures of Michael Shane, Private Detective. Michael Shane, reckless, red-headed Irishman, back again in his old haunts in New Orleans. This is your director, Bill Russo, inviting you to listen to another transcribed episode, which we call The Pursuit of Death.
What do you read?
Hi, Charlie.
Oh, hi, Mr. Shane.
Got the 5-star?
Hot off the press.
Here you are.
Ah, thanks. What?
Hey, take a look at Dream Girl, Charlie. You know, when you grow up...
Yeah. But she looks like she's asleep on her feet. Hey, paper lady!
What?
I said paper lady.
Don't do that. Don't talk behind my back. In back of
okay,
me.
Okay, lady. Boy, she must have had a bad dream.
No, Charlie, it isn't sleep in her eyes. It's fear.
Hey, look out, lady! Hey,
what are you trying to do? Get yourself killed? Or haven't you heard it's bad to walk in front of traffic?
Somebody pushed me. I'm behind, didn't you see?
Nobody pushed you, lady.
I told you I was pushed. I was just walking. I didn't want to cross the street. Somebody pushed me.
Okay, okay. Somebody pushed you. You feel better now?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, good, then I'll...
No, no, don't let go. Oh, my arm.
Oh. Yeah, is that tight enough?
I suppose I sound silly. Now, for the first time in weeks, I feel... Who are you?
Mike Shane, private detective. One of my hobbies, keeping beautiful women from crawling under cars.
You're solid. Dependable. I need something solid. Did you say private detective?
Yeah, from year to year. They issue the license down at City Hall.
I need you.
Sure, lady. Now, why don't you take it easy, huh? You'll break up if you keep on like this.
I want you to do something for me.
Yeah, like what?
I want to hire you to protect me.
From what?
From being followed all the time. Find out who's following me. Catch him. Make him stop. He's driving me crazy.
Look, lady, did you ever think of going to a doctor? Maybe you're just imagining things. Or that business with the pushing.
No, no.
Oh, no, no. Wait a minute.
He's waiting. Waiting and waiting for a chance to kill me.
In a moment, we'll return to the new adventures of Michael Shane and the pursuit of death.
What did you say to the BX clerk who sold you $25 worth of gifts?
Sack it to me. Sack it to me.
Ronald's gonna furnish our house at the BX. He doesn't believe in being off base.
I'm a first baseman.
You a ball player?
No, I do all my buying first at the base exchange.
It had been a particularly dull day. Even the weather had been dull, with heavy clouds hanging over the city. New Orleans gets days like that. They make you sleepy. I quit the office at 5 and stopped on the corner to buy my paper from Charlie, the newsboy. Then this Joan Crawford type got in the way of a car and would have been hit if I hadn't hauled her back onto the sidewalk. She must have gone for my derring do because she hired me on the spot. Yeah, to protect her. She thought somebody was trying to kill her. I was in no position to argue with someone holding 20 a day under my nose, so I started to drive her home. I found out her name, Shirley Kernan, but she wasn't in a talking mood, so I just let her relax. She put her head against the back of the seat and closed her eyes. 15 minutes later, when I pulled up in front of the house, her eyes were still closed.
Please, don't move.
Don't you want to go in?
I'd like to just sit here for a minute. I haven't felt quiet and restful like this for a long time.
My day started at 5. I've got lots of time.
A foolish woman. Afraid of shadows.
Well, of shadows and shadows in New Orleans.
You can't imagine what it's like. All the time, day and night, with the feeling that someone is following me. Right behind my shoulder, all the time.
You, talked it over with your husband?
How did you... Oh, my ring. He's away on a business trip.
Well, if you want me to earn that 20 a day, you better give me something to go on.
That's what makes it hard, Mr. Shane. It's a feeling. I've tried to fight it myself, but I can't. It's there all the time, someone right behind me.
You said he's trying to kill you.
Once it was a car, a small convertible. At night, I stepped off the curb and this car started towards me. I jumped back just in time.
Recognize the car?
Johnny Terrence.
A friend?
A friend of my husband's. But he hates me. Johnny's always hated me.
You think he's the guy that...
If anybody I know is responsible, he must be the one.
Well, I can have a talk with him.
I don't know. Right now, I feel secure, relaxed.
Because I'm here? It's a switch.
I can't fight this thing alone.
Shirley! Been wondering where you were.
Hello, Ralph. Michael Shane, Ralph Pierce.
How do you do?
Mr. Shane's a detective, Ralph.
There you go again.
Oh, the cat! The cat's dog!
Oh, Shirley, take
the
it easy.
The cat's just after the bird, Mrs. Kearney.
Stalking it. Creeping up on
there,
it.
There, the bird flew away.
Does this happen often, Mrs. Kearney?
I can't stand it. Creeping.
Mr. Shane, would you wait here just a moment?
Yeah, sure.
Come, my dear, I want to talk to you, Mr. Shane. You wait for me in the house. Mr. Shane, you are a detective?
That's what the lady said.
I presume you are to investigate Shirley's hallucination.
Right again, Mr. Pierce.
I'd like to help you.
Yeah, you look like you're bubbling over with good intentions.
What I mean is, save you trouble.
Oh.
You see, Mrs. Kernan is subject to mental aberrations.
There must be an easier word.
This pursuit phobia, it's all mental, like a too vivid imagination. Like a hypochondriac who knows there's nothing wrong with him, but still feels aches and pains.
Nobody's following her.
Nobody.
Nobody's trying to kill her.
Absolutely not.
Well, you know, before that cat and bird affair, I had the same opinion. But it must be nice to be as positive as you are about something.
I know, Mr. Shane.
That's what I said. You see, I'm new here. I just started to work.
How do you fit in? I'm a friend of Shirley's.
And this Johnny Terrence, he's a friend of her husband.
That's right.
I just want to get it all straight in my mind. Now, what does his husband think of your being a friend of Shirley's?
Mr. Shane, I've been trying to help you.
Yeah, just the way I thought you would.
I could get to dislike you, Shane.
You work on it, Pierce. With a little effort, I'm sure you could get to hate me. Like I said, if it wasn't for that cat and bird business, I'd have probably washed it off quick, charged the 20 to experience, and gone home. But when I got finished talking to Pierce, it gave me ideas. Maybe somebody was trying to drive her crazy. Maybe Pierce. Maybe her husband. Maybe this Johnny Terrence had some answers. Wouldn't hurt to find out. Now, Mr. Terrence was home when I got there, getting ready to go out. The playboy type.
Got a heavy date, Mr. Shane. What can I do for you?
Information, Mr. Terrence.
About what?
Shirley Kernan.
Oh? I'm sorry. I'm much too much in a hurry.
I understand you're a friend of her husband's.
Stan and I were very good friends once. Were. She fixed that.
Well, she doesn't like you either.
And that's a compliment. You'll pardon me now?
She's in a pretty bad way. I'm trying to help her.
Go right ahead.
Well, what can you tell me about Shirley?
Nothing.
Look, Johnny boy, I'm trying to be nice. It's tough, but I'm trying. You've been following her?
That what you wanted to ask me?
One of the things.
Really, Mr. Shane, I'm late now for an engagement.
You'd be real sorry if something happened to her, wouldn't you, Terrence?
Oh, it would break my heart.
Oh, real sweet guy. Heart of gold.
Goodbye, Mr. Shane.
I should learn to control my temper. What is there about your kind of guy that riles me?
Do I have to use force to get you to leave?
You know, it'd be a pleasure.
All right, Shane.
That's a sucker punch. Leading with your right. Didn't they ever teach you that at prep school?
Get out!
Yeah, sure. You know, I feel better. Yes, sir, I feel much better. These lounge lizards are all cut from the same pattern. You want to hit them the minute you see the supercilious grin on their faces. I was happy this one gave me the opportunity. But I got the feeling there was another side to this guy. His hate on Shirley Kernan went deep and smoldered steady. There was too much parlor stuff.
Pierce was oily and Terrence was full of hate. The air was loaded with unspoken things and bitter feelings. Shirley Kernan was right at the core of it, too. Maybe something I wasn't paying enough attention to was her husband. If I was a traveling salesman who wanted to drive my wife crazy, I'd sure do it while I was supposed to be on the road. Well, I kicked it around in my head as I drove toward town. I wasn't going very fast when I noticed a big black sedan come roaring up to pass me. I eased over to the right to give him plenty of room, but he wanted more. I eased over until I was practically scraping the paint off the guardrail that protected the highway from a 30-foot drop. I thought this guy must be three sheets to the wind, and then he really came at me. My car suddenly started to rump. I tried to fight the wheel and get a look at the guy in the sedan, but I couldn't do both. I couldn't even do one. The guardrail splintered like matchsticks, and the steering wheel jumped out of my hands. I felt the car go up on its nose, poised for a second like a graceful elephant. Sometimes I get a head full of sense. I duck. The rear end won the toss, and we started downhill bouncing and rolling and twisting. I hung on and just hoped. I kept bouncing around and hitting the side so often and so hard, I felt like a skater for a handball in a hot four-wall game. I caught a flash of a big tree.
And everything stopped. Except that crazy front wheel spinning uselessly in the air. Spinning and spinning. Then the Sandman came. I got very tired and closed my eyes.
In a moment, we'll return to the new adventures of Michael Shane and the pursuit of death.
What do Americans believe? Here's Hollywood movie star Phyllis Kirk.
I believe that in merely being alive, we have a tremendous responsibility, and that the responsibility is not only to our separate selves, but to one another. I believe it is in fear that we commit the crimes of intolerance and prejudice.
And that's the first portion of The Pursuit of Death on Mike Shane, Private Eye. That's an Armed Forces program, as you may have determined from some of the little propaganda that's spilled through out there. And we'll get back to that in just a moment. You're tuned to WLTD. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. It's 23 minutes before 10 o'clock.
We know what you're looking for, 'cause we look for the good things too. And every JCPenney store has all the good things for you. Yes, we know what you're looking for.
JCPenney and Gulf Mills Shopping Center is having a sale on their kid shoes. Save now before Easter. Boys' shoes, regularly $8.99, on sale for $7.64. And boys' shoes, regularly $10.99, on sale for $9.34. And girls' shoes, regularly $6.99, now $5.94. And girls' shoes, regularly $7.99, now $6.79.
What you're looking for at JCPenney.
Weatherman says mostly cloudy and humid today. Chance of showers, high in the lower 70s. Tonight, variable cloudiness, mild and humid. Showers and thunderstorms likely later on this evening. Low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, it'll be somewhat cloudy, rather warm and humid. Showers and thunderstorms again are likely, high in the middle 70s. Probability of measurable precipitation today is 40%. Tonight, 60%. Tomorrow, Friday, 70%. At the lakefront right now, it's 53 degrees. Officially at Midway, it's 62. At O'Hare, it's 63. The humidity is 84%, and the wind is out of the southeast at 17 miles an hour. Let's get back to Mike Shane.
My first reaction to Shirley Kernan's hysterical fear about someone following her all the time and waiting to pounce on her was that she needed a doctor, not a private detective. But a couple of things happened that made me curious. First, there was this thing with the cat and the bird that almost made her go off the deep end. And then Ralph Pierce, her friend, tried to ease me out. And the parlor punk, Johnny Terrence, seemed to have some secrets, too.
Finally, I got into an argument with a black sedan and lost the argument. My car went through the guardrail and over, and then I passed out. When I came to, the front wheel was in the air, still turning lazily like a ballerina ending a pirouette, so I knew I hadn't been out very long. And then a door was pulled open, and I saw a lot of sky and Pierce's head right in the middle of it.
Why, Mr. Shane, what happened? I was driving along, and
yeah,
I saw
you. Hello, Pierce. You just happened along, huh?
Well, yes. I was driving along, saw this car down here. I had no idea it was yours.
Yeah, it's quite a coincidence.
Yes, here. Let me give you a hand.
Yeah, thanks.
Can you walk all right?
Yeah, I guess so. No broken bones. At least no important ones.
Do you have many enemies, Mr. Shane?
Whoever took me on this joyride wasn't a friend, Pierce.
I'll take you to town in my car. You can call for a tow car at the first gas station.
My insurance company's sure going to hate me.
You know, Mr. Shane, what I was telling you before about Mrs. Kernan, perhaps I was wrong.
You think so, huh?
I still don't believe Shirley's suffering from anything but delusions. But whoever did this to you, perhaps was meant as a warning.
To mind my own business?
Yes.
This sort of thing happens to be my business.
Certainly the money she's paying you can't compensate for bodily danger.
Maybe not, but... Is that your car, Mr. Pierce?
Yes.
Black sedan. Right fenders scraped and dimpled. You know, the car that pushed me over is a dead ringer for yours.
As you said before, quite a coincidence, isn't it?
You seem to be quite a boy for coincidences. You see this bump on my jaw where it hit the dashboard?
Yes.
Well, here comes another coincidence.
You'll regret this.
Now, later. I'm too busy now. If you want to ride back to town, the tow car will be coming back in a while. Why don't you wait, Mr. Pierce? Pierce's car purred like a contented tiger. I figured I'd stop at my office, clean up a bit, and get my .38 before I went any further on this case. I parked in front of my building and went up to the office. With my hand on the doorknob, I had a feeling. Not bad, but maybe just a little uneasy. I threw the door open and stepped aside. Nothing happened. Craned my neck and took a look. There was a man sitting in my client chair, the one with springs. At least I think it was a man. He had a turban on his head and flowing robes that covered his feet. His skin was dark and very white teeth smiled at me as he went into a short commercial.
Permit me to introduce myself, Mr. Shane. I am Remu, seer and mystic in the realm of the mind. I am a friend of Mrs. Kernan.
Well, not another one.
I am aware you are trying to help her.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
Perhaps I can aid you.
Perhaps. All I want to find out is whether her life is really in danger or if she just imagines her life's in danger.
Her life is in danger. But I do not believe it is from a physical source.
Nobody's trying to kill her?
No one but herself. We all contain within ourselves the seeds of our own destruction.
Yeah. No, I don't place you in this setup.
I want to help her, too.
You know John Terrence?
No, I only know that Mrs. Kernan dislikes him. And that he evidently dislikes her.
Yeah, with gusto. How about Pierce, Ralph Pierce?
A malignant person, Mr. Shea. An evil person.
Oh?
I do not know him well. I met him only once, but I felt the evil.
It was my second meeting with him before I felt anything. And what about Shirley's husband? Would he be trying to drive her out of her mind?
Mr. Shane.
Yeah?
These problems of the mind, they are susceptible of various interpretations. You understand, I am a friend of Mrs. Kernan.
Yeah, you said that.
I want only for her to have peace.
Go on.
There is one thing. Mrs. Kernan has always worn a necklace. Of one in particular she was fond. A heavy gold mesh necklace. For many weeks now she has ceased to wear it. I asked her about it, but she reacted strangely. I feel it is important.
Yeah? Well, what's the matter? Don't your feelings have the answer?
Oh, these problems of the mind.
And you think someone is trying to drive her out of her mind?
That explanation is much too simple, Mr. Shane. I fear when you find the answer, it will prove to be a great deal more sinister.
It was beginning to percolate. Like a gentle little thing, Ramu's words stirred softly. Seemed to say something beyond what I actually heard. It would fit, too. It would answer all the questions. Well, it was late, almost 11 o'clock, when I parked in front of Shirley Kernan's house and went up the front steps. I could hear voices behind the door. I rang the bell.
But Shane, oh.
Well, what's the matter? Am I interrupting something?
No.
How about inviting me in, then?
Oh, yes. Come in.
Okay, take it easy. Well, hello, Terrence. What happened, you two kiss and make up?
This is my cue to exit. So long, Shirley.
Relax.
I'll see you some other time when the house isn't all cluttered.
Always on the wing. Stick around, Butterfly. I want words with you.
This time you don't catch me off balance, Shane.
Come and go!
See, you're still a sucker for that right lead. All right, what are you doing here?
What do you think he's doing here? He's trying to frighten me.
Well, Terrence...
I just wanted to find out if she'd heard from her husband. I haven't heard from Stan since he left. Usually writes.
That's all, Terrence?
Yes, you could have telephoned for
I did. She refused to talk to me.
Have you heard from your husband, Mrs. Kernan?
No.
He's gone quite a long time, hasn't he? Doesn't he usually write?
Are you going to start on me now? I thought I could depend
how
on
about
you.
Pierce,
I...
Shirley, how about Pierce? Don't you depend on him?
Shut
don't
up!
Lie and cheat, Shirley. Don't you make Stan's life miserable? No wonder he likes to go on the road to get away from you. No wonder he doesn't write.
I hate you. You're the one behind all this. You're the one creeping behind me all the time.
Mrs. Kernan, stop.
Ask him. Go on, ask him. It's here in this room, the feeling. Behind me is him, I tell you, evil, rotten.
You belong in a hospital.
You see?
Mrs. Kernan, you used to wear a gold mesh necklace. You don't wear it anymore. Why?
No.
May I see it, please?
No, you can't. What are you trying to do to me? You're all against me. You'd all like to see me dead.
Look, Mrs. Kernan, we...
Listen.
What is it?
You hear it?
I don't hear a thing. You're out of your...
In this room now. Behind me. Coming closer.
Well, whatever it is, it's not inside the room, and it's not behind you. Come in.
Well. Hello, everybody.
What's the gun for, Pierce?
Just protection. Shirley, come with me.
No.
Put it away, Pierce.
I haven't forgotten our last meeting, Shane. Not one bit. Come on, Shirley.
I won't go with you. I won't.
You'll do as I say, Shirley.
You're all against me. No one cares about
I do,
me.
My dear.
It's here. It's here in this room, coming closer. It won't touch me. I won't let it.
Shirley, come back here, Shirley.
You won't find me. I'll hide and be with myself, all by myself, safe.
Well, Pierce, you didn't make the grade in the big scene. As a stand-in for her husband, you're a flop.
Scene isn't over yet. Let's have my car keys, Shane.
I lost
I'm
it.
In no mood to quibble about shooting you.
Say, please.
Shane.
That's better. Yeah.
Thanks. Now, if you two are wise men, you'll stay here. Everything's under control now. Let's keep it that way, without bloodshed.
I don't get this. What goes on, Shane?
Got a car, Terrence?
Yes, outside.
You want to find out what it's all about?
Yes, but what's happened to Shirley?
It looks like we'll have the answer pretty quick. Come on, or we'll lose him. Terrence drove. He was a pretty good driver for a guy who spent most of his time steering his way around nightclub tables. We went through the downtown section faster than the law allows, keeping Pierce's car in sight. Once or twice, we spotted Shirley's coupe a few blocks ahead of Pierce. Pierce didn't know it, but he was mighty helpful. We kept on in Indian file.
They're heading out of town.
We're doing 70 and not catching up. How are the tires on this jalopy, Terrence?
Front ones are fine.
In the back?
We'll find out.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe I had you wrong, Terrence. You got guts.
Thanks, Shane.
Come around the office sometime. Give you a few lessons in the manly art.
It's a deal if I can practice on you.
Like I said, maybe I got you wrong.
They're taking a fork to the left and slowing up.
All right, careful. We're getting too close.
Got one of the headlights.
All right, turn them off. We don't need them. Pierce's shot at us was sort of a feeble last effort, and the cause he must have known was lost. We got around the bend. Pierce's car was just pulling off the road, a few feet behind Shirley's coupe. It was a grassy place near the river. Shirley was running, her hair flying in the wind. A bright moon had cut the clouds. It was almost like twilight, sort of eerie. Pierce started out after as we parked, and we started after them.
Shirley! Shirley, come back!
She reached a sandy place in the bank and fell to her knees. Pierce got to her and started to bend down to pick her up, but he stopped halfway and just watched, sort of fascinated. And then it hit me full force. I stopped dead.
What is it, Shane? What's she doing?
All over, Terrence.
Nobody can help Shirley Kernan anymore.
In a moment, we'll be back with a thrilling climax to tonight's Michael Shane adventure.
67 years ago...
Each year, some 2 million visitors to Washington, D.C. read those words of the Gettysburg Address from the inscription on one wall of the Lincoln Memorial. On another wall is the second inaugural address. And in the center sits Daniel Chester French's majestic figure of the great emancipator. One of the most beautiful tributes to a great man, the Lincoln Memorial is another American landmark of liberty.
We'll return to the exciting conclusion of Michael Shane in just a moment. It's 10 minutes until 10.
We're gonna toss our cares away, soak up the sun all day.
Take a great big breath of fresh air, it's a great time for a picnic, thanks to Frigidaire.
This month, Frigidaire dependability and convenience isn't all you get when you buy selected Frigidaire refrigerators. What you do get is just about everything you need for a great spring picnic at no extra charge. First, you get a sturdy wooden picnic basket. In it, you find a checkered tablecloth, 4 unbreakable picnic plates and cups, 4 sets of stainless steel utensils, even a great picnic recipes book. So this month, discover why every refrigerator is not a Frigidaire. And have a picnic.
It's a great time for a picnic.
Have a picnic at Townhouse TV and Appliances, 7243 West Toohey Avenue, just west of Harlem. Open Monday, Thursday, Friday nights till 9, Saturday until 6. Townhouse TV and Appliances, Chicagoland's leading Frigidaire dealer. Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet, WLTD, Lakefront 53, O'Hare 63, Midway officially 62. Back to Mike Shane.
Stood there about 50 yards from the river. Watched Shirley Kernan on her hands and knees at the bank of the river. I was all cold inside and sort of sick. Terrence had stopped when I did. He didn't get it.
Come on, Shane. What are you waiting for?
All right, Terrence. Shirley's hands were in the sand when we got there. She was digging furiously and mumbling to herself.
Oh, Dick.
Pierce was quiet.
Watch my hands and be clean again. And having me again. Nobody will be able to touch me or hurt me. I'll be me. And all alone.
Shirley, don't, my dear.
I'll handle it, Pierce. All right, Mrs. Kernan. It's all right.
I must take. I must.
No, everything's all right. Nobody will hurt you.
Nobody will hurt me.
No. You're safe now.
Oh.
I don't get it, Shane. I sound like a broken record, but I don't get it.
The strain was too much. Pierce can tell you. Can't you, Pierce?
Yes. Yes, it's all over now. All over.
We left Shirley's car there. She drove back to town with Terrence and me. Pierce followed. Shirley was like a child now, looking up at me with those big eyes as if I were going to protect her. Only there wasn't even fear in her eyes anymore. Just a blank kind of look that I never want to see again.
No.
She's really cracked up, hasn't she?
Yeah, like Humpty Dumpty.
Oh.
And all the king's men can't help.
But why? What caused it?
Oh, it's simple enough. The way she lost control when she saw a cat stalking a bird on a lawn. The delusion she had of being followed, the idea someone was trying to jump on her from behind. And her gold necklace.
I know all that, but I don't...
Well, you see, she was running away. Nobody was following her.
Oh, no, I don't have to run anymore. Lord,
what was she running away from?
I don't have to run.
Herself.
What?
Her conscience. Pierce knew it all the time, I guess, or suspected. He was trying to protect her, but he couldn't do it. No one could. Sometimes you get a case you don't like. But you're in business and you take what you get. Shirley's mind had played a trick. It had forced the knowledge of her guilt into her subconscious so that she was able to forget what she'd done. But her subconscious couldn't forget. The two forces fighting each other finally snapped her mind.
I guess there's always some kind of retribution, one way or another. In her case, the toughest kind. Next morning, when the police got to the spot at the bank of the Mississippi with shovels, they found what I knew they would. The proof of Shirley's guilt. The grave of Shirley's husband, Stanley Kernan. He'd been choked to death from behind with a gold mesh necklace.
Our story is based on characters created by Brett Halliday. The music is composed and conducted by John Duffy, and Michael Shane is portrayed by Jeff Chandler.
This series has been selected from the archives of the best in radio of years gone by.
And we'll buy that. Yes, indeed. Mike Shane, Private Eye, The Pursuit of Death. A good show from not too long ago. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD. It's 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. I want to remind you, if you like that great Cubs album, Great Moments in Cubs Baseball, 40 Years of Sports Sounds, it's on one long playing album, and it's about the only thing like it you'll find anywhere around. It's a good collector's item. It has all kinds of great Cubs sounds from not so long ago. Also, included in this will be a free copy of that great hit and another terrific collector's items, Hey Hey, Holy Mackerel, Chicago Cubs song. If you'd like to have this album and the Cubs Hey Hey, Holy Mackerel song, send $3.98. Send it to Baseball Records, WLTD, Evanston, 60202. That's a $6.25 value. It's yours for only $3.98. Send it to Baseball Records, WLTD, Evanston, 60202. When this tune was popular back in 1931, Norm Nelson and Ralph Hirschberg opened their Ford Automobile Agency on a small piece of land at 5133 West Irving Park Road. The first year, they sold about 100 new Fords. Today, thousands and thousands of new Fords later, Nelson Hirschberg occupies a whole city block at the same location on Irving Park Road at Laramie. Thousands of Chicagoland families not only have gotten their first Ford from Nelson Hirschberg, but they've come back again and again for all their new Fords. Nelson Hirschberg Ford, one of Chicagoland's oldest, most respected Ford dealers, 5133 West Irving Park Road at Laramie. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday till 9, Saturday and Sunday until 5. Nelson Hirschberg Ford, Irving Park at Laramie.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world. Thank you.
From Frank Sinatra to Little Sir Echo and Jan Garber in the background, this is Chuck Shaden taking a look at the old clock up on the studio wall, noticing it's time to go for now. We'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, same station, with more sounds of entertainment from the hall closet. Tomorrow morning, Rudy Valley with Martha Ray, The Telephone Hour with Ezio Pinza, and on the Hallmark Playhouse, Charles Bickford stars in The Barker. This is Chuck Shaden. Have a good day. Thanks for listening. Don't touch that dial. Stay tuned to WLTD all day long for news, weather, information, good listening, good music. Good morning.
WLTD in Evanston, that's 1590 on your radio dial, it's 10 a.m. Good morning, I'm Bob Abello with the news on the hour. The government reports that the economy took a sharp jump in the first quarter of 1973, with prices up at a rate of 6% and the gross national product going up at an annual rate of more than 14%. In efforts to pressure Hanoi to observe the ceasefire in Indochina, the U.S. has halted minesweeping operations in North Vietnamese waters. Also, the Washington Post says a former White House aide, Jeb Stuart Magruder, will testify today before the federal grand jury investigating the Watergate bugging case. The paper says he will implicate other top administration and White House officials. President Nixon sends his special revenue-sharing proposal to Congress today. His Better Communities Act is designed to create a federal grant system to help communities pay for their own solutions to local urban problems. On the news this morning, House supporters hope to pass a measure today to divert part of the highway trust funds to mass transit projects. A similar bill has already cleared the Senate. And former Governor Otto Kerner is in a federal courtroom in Chicago where he could be sentenced to more than 80 years in prison and fined more than $90,000 on his bribery conviction. But before the sentencing today, Special U.S. District Court Judge Robert Taylor of Knoxville, Tennessee, will hear arguments on two defense motions asking him to overturn the jury verdict and grant a new trial. A popular vote victory for a convicted felon has been overruled by the village board in Ellsworth, where write-in votes had elected Samuel Howell as mayor. Also on the news, one inmate killed another in a fight at Stateville Penitentiary yesterday, and a third convict was injured in that fight, which broke out between the three men in the prison kitchen. The Los Angeles Lakers, with a one-game lead, take on the Golden State Warriors at home this evening. The New York Knicks squared their NBA playoff last night with a 129-96 drubbing of Boston. And the NBA draft, scheduled for today, is off again until next Tuesday. An unusually long session yesterday to settle a draft choice caused that postponement. In the ABA playoffs, Utah and Indiana meet again tonight at Salt Lake City with the series tied at two games apiece. The Stars beat the Pacers 104-103 last night. Carolina squared its playoff at two games apiece with a 102-91 victory over Kentucky. And finally, the Stanley Cup playoffs resume at New York and Philadelphia this evening. The Blackhawks hold a 2-1 edge over the Rangers, and the Flyers and Montreal Canadiens are even at one game apiece. This story just in, veterinarian Thomas Gornell ran into a whale of a job yesterday in Seattle, Washington. He extracted an infected tooth from a killer whale after the mammal beached itself. Says Gornell, "I was hoping she wouldn't develop a sudden case of lockjaw." WLTD News Time is 10:03. Hey, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Polk Brothers Million Dollar Warehouse sale is now on. Hitch a trailer to the car and bring the whole family to 8300 West North Avenue, just east of the Maywood Park track in Melrose Park. That's Polk Brothers, where inflation is stopped cold. Choose from famous brands like General Electric, Westinghouse, Bassett, Hotpoint, Zenith, Frigidaire, and RCA. Unmatched warehouse values like these. A General Electric color television, just $178. Whirlpool automatic washers, $144. Magic Chef electric range, $99. Air conditioners from 78 on up. Values like these are well worth a visit. Pick them up and take them right home. There's plenty of free parking and free delivery on major items within 50 miles. You can charge it at Polk's. All the expressways lead to Polk's Warehouse Sale, 8300 West North Avenue in Melrose Park. That's Polk Brothers, three times as the brand named Retailer of the Year, opened every evening of the week, even Saturdays and Sundays until 10. Mostly cloudy skies, humid outside today with a chance of showers, and the highs are expected to be in the low 70s through the afternoon. Later on this evening, variable cloudiness, mild, continued humid, showers and thunderstorms continued likely, and the lows will be in the upper 50s. On Friday, cloudy, warm and humid, showers and thunderstorms likely once again, the highs in the middle 70s. Winds are out of the southeast this afternoon by 10 to 18 miles an hour, and that probability of measurable precipitation, 40% through the day, later on this evening, 60%, and on Friday, 70%. Along the lakefront at 10 a.m., 53 degrees, O'Hare 63, and Midway officially reports 63 degrees. This has been WLTD News and Weather.
Hello, this is Beverly Garland. The Federal Trade Commission asks you to look beyond the smiling faces and super promises, because the FTC knows that some advertising can be misleading and deceptive. So don't believe everything you see or hear. Beware of extravagant promises and unsupported claims. Check it out before you buy. Shop wisely. You'll save money.
This message is brought to you by the Federal Trade Commission, Washington, D.C.
WLTD's music is yours to enjoy. Werner Mueller and the Orchestra.